Spectrum Show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. I'll be joined shortly by Dylan Tyre, and we are pleased to be bringing you Clippers baseball today from Huntington Park. It is a beauty in the Arena District. The Clippers taking on the Rochester Red Wings for the second game in a six-game series. The Clippers won yesterday in 2-0 fashion, a ballgame that saw two runs score for the Clippers in the bottom of the first inning and no runs score after that for either club. Xavion Curry was very good on the hill, struck out four. He got his second AAA win. Cade Cavalli, the top pitching prospect for the Washington Nationals, also pitched pretty well. He made it through just four innings, but the two runs he allowed, one was a bases-loaded hit batsman, which was followed by a sacrifice fly, so not a whole lot of hard contact against the young right-hander. Today, the Clippers will send Cody Morris to the hill. He is here on an injury rehab assignment. His clock starts today. Pitchers get 30 days on injury rehab. Daniel Ponce de Leon will oppose for the Rochester Red Wings. Dandy Vidae here in the Arena District. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball. We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way right after these words.
Hey, Columbus fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
That is Leo Welsh with our national anthem here today at Huntington Park. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Donato's. When it comes to Donato's, when it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. Andrew Stevenson will lead things off for Rochester. He'll be in center field, followed by the third baseman, Jake Alou. And Jake Knoll plays second and bats third. David Dahl is the right fielder. He'll be the cleanup man for Rochester today. Batting fifth behind him, the catcher, Riley Adams. Joe Nogalski is at first base, just joining this club today. He will hit sixth. Seventh is Nick Banks in left field. The designated hitter, Donovan Casey, bats eighth. And Jackson Flores hits ninth. He will be the shortstop. For the Clippers, Will Brennan is in right field. He will lead things off for the second straight day. Gabriel Arias moved up to the two spot. He is the shortstop. Bo Naylor third will be the catcher. And Franmil Reyes, the designated hitter today for the Clippers, will be the cleanup man. Alex Call is in right field, batting fifth. Oscar Mercado sixth and left. And the bottom third of the order for Andy Tracy's nine today. David Fry at third base. Bobby Bradley at first. And Mitch Tolman will be at second. Daniel Ponce de Leon will start for the Rochester Red Wings, and he will be opposed by Cody Morris. Morris making a rehab assignment. He is on the Cleveland Guardians 40-man roster. Well, he's actually technically not on the 40-man roster, but he is on the 60-day injured list, so he doesn't count against the 40-man roster, but he is here on a major league rehab appearance. Cody Morris was very, very good last year when we first saw him in a Clippers uniform. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday, August 19th against Toledo. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. It is hot. It is humid in the Arena District today. Game time temperature of 91 degrees. Winds blowing hard today out of the northeast at 50 miles per hour under partly cloudy skies. High humidity here at Huntington Park all day long. Now, the wind has kept it moderate, but it is still a warm one as the shadows cutting across the infield on the diagonal from the middle of the third base line, running out to the second base position. Morris, the right-hander, going through his final warm-up tosses to get ready. The Clippers wearing the home white pants, camo jerseys with the numbers on the back, Clippers across the front, navy caps with the white snaggletooth C on the crown. For Rochester Road, gray pants, black jerseys, red trim and piping with red numbers outlined in white on the back. Black caps with the R logo on the crown. So this is the second game of a six-game series. The Columbus Clippers getting set to take on the Rochester Red Wings. And yesterday, baseball lost a legend. He has not been on the microphone for a few years out in L.A., but Vin Scully, the longtime voice of the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers, passed away yesterday. He is the best that's ever done it. As a young man growing up in Northwest Ohio, I was a devotee of Ernie Harwell, but objectively, Vin Scully is the end-all, be-all when it comes to the top baseball broadcasters in the long, long history of American broadcasting. And he lived to a ripe old age, and he told so many great stories, and he is an indelible part of so many of the most magical moments in the history of the game of baseball that I thought it was only appropriate today that for the top of the first inning, one of the things Vin Scully did so well was let the ballpark tell the story in those big moments. So here in the top of the first inning at Huntington Park, we are just going to lay out, and we are going to let the ballpark tell the story here in the top of the first inning. We've got Andy Tracy out talking with the home plate umpire right now, Emil Jimenez. Emil Jimenez will call the balls and strikes today. Cody Clark will be the first base umpire, and Alex McKay will do the work at third. So we are just about set for baseball. A couple of minutes behind our scheduled start time, Andrew Stevenson will dig into the left-handed batter's box. And for the top of the first inning, baseball. And Vin Scully will take it away.
Third base number 15, Jake Bellew.
Three up and three down in the first inning. Cody Morris strikes out the side in order. And that is half inning here at Huntington Park. There will never be another like Vin Scully. We'll be back after this for the bottom of the first in a scoreless game at Huntington Park.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Back here at Huntington Park, the Columbus Clippers taking on the Rochester Red Wings. Bottom of the first inning, Cody Morris was outstanding in the first, struck out three, which is convenient because he only faced three. So a very good start for Cody Morris, trying to get himself back to full health and an option for the Cleveland Guardians at the major league level. So for the Clippers offensively, Will Brennan will lead things off. Brennan batting a cool .333 since his promotion from AA, hitting 22 points higher than he did for the Akron Rubber Ducks. He's got 225 at-bats, 75 hits, 44 runs batted in, and 21 extra base hits. First offering to him is a called strike on the outside corner, and it is 0-1. Daniel Ponce de Leon. Kicks and fires. Slider hit on the ground to third. A backhand grab by Jake Alou, who's playing way off the line, but positioned perfectly to make the grab and throw out Brennan. 5-3 in your scorebook. So one up and one down for the Clippers. Ryan Mitchell here with you, along with Dylan Tyer, as we stare out across this beautiful baseball park. We see the fans of the Columbus Crew making their black and gold way across the downtown area, from farther up the arena district down Nationwide Boulevard to lower.com stadium to see the Crew play tonight. Later on during the ball game, we'll see them head the other way, having seen probably nothing happen on the field. It will be a 1-0 or 1-0 or 0-0, who knows. A one pitch last night was a bit soccerish. A 2-0 ball game, two runs scored in the first and no scoring after that. Now, of course, devotees of the beautiful game, as it is called by others, will tell you that scoring or not, there is an awful lot going on a pitch. Well, on this pitch, it's outside and 2-1 to Gabriel Arias.
I like to see the ball go in the back of the net. I don't know about you, Ryan. That's what I want to see if I'm watching a soccer game, most certainly. It's a unique way to get to the stadium, though, right? Not a whole lot of parking around lower.com field.
It's the only way.
Right.
To get to the stadium.
Well, hey, I think the Clippers got to like it, right? Because you got to walk past the outfield. You say, hey, that looks pretty fun. I think I'm going to skip out on this 1-1 soccer game and go watch some baseball.
We have seen some of that. Three balls and a strike to count. Arias waits. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. Chased a high fastball, 3-2. They have had some pretty good success, obviously, the Columbus Crew recently, both in terms of some on-field success and the turnstiles as well. 3-2 pitch is a called third strike, and Arias is put away. He was Looking back at the home plate umpire to see if maybe there was a chance he had taken ball four there, but De Leon filled up the zone, and that is out number two. It's Bo Naylor.
We joke, but Lower.com sure. Field is a terrific venue. I've been there a couple of times. It's a lot of fun. Something about the ballpark, though.
Beautiful stadium. Bo Naylor, left-handed batter, swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. A fastball at 90 from De Leon. Naylor, like Brennan, started the year in Double-A. The Clippers have had a few different guys promoted from the Rubber Ducks and have paid immediate dividends in Clippers uniforms. Naylor swings and fouls away another. Now, Naylor's first few games, things didn't go so hot, but that was just strictly an adjustment period, and since then he has been both behind home plate and beside it an outstanding performer for Columbus.
He's anything like Josh. I think Guardians fans are going to like him a lot. Josh Naylor, he's been fun to watch this season, hasn't he?
There has been a lot of fun associated with Josh Naylor, no doubt about that. And that started in a Clippers uniform this year.
Right.
Started on the injured list, made a rehab appearance with Columbus. Boy, he is a high-energy guy. Here comes the 1-2. And it's fisted foul on the third base side. We'll do it again.
As they're saying these days, Ryan, he's got that dog in him. Josh Naylor certainly does.
Certainly. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's infectious. The energy that guy brings when you headbutt your manager.
One of the best baseball clips of the season, by the way.
Oh, that's a guy who is living in his own world.
Come up clutch a lot. You gotta love a
absolutely.
Gotta love a player.
Listen, dealing
like
with
that.
Injuries, a little nagging this, a little nagging that, trying to come back from a horrific injury from last year. The fact that he's on the field at all is something of a medical miracle. And now you just have to figure out what is his role long term for the Cleveland Guardians. Is it first base? Is it outfield? Is it DH? Is it some grouping of that 2-2 pitch? Naylor takes what is called a third strike over the outer black at the upper part of the zone. The catcher has some parting words for the home plate umpire, and no doubt that conversation will recontinue in just a moment when Naylor gets behind home plate to catch the top of the second inning, which is coming your way after this in a scoreless ball game.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
A lot of folks here at the ballpark tonight enjoying Clippers baseball, and where would you rather be on an early August evening? It is a hot, humid day, but that's what summer is. Cody Morris struck out the side in order in the first inning. 3 Ks coming into play today. Morris has struck out 36% of all batters he has faced as a professional. Last year made his AAA debut for Columbus made 9 appearances, 8 as a starter. He went 2-2 with a 172 earned run average in 36 and two-thirds innings. He K'd 52 AAA hitters, held him to a 191 batting average. Not bad.
He looked really sharp in that first inning, too.
Yes.
The fastball command was there. The off-speed stuff was good enough, but that fastball he used to blow away pretty much each guy he faced.
Throws it high and away here at 93 miles per hour. He was 95 in the first inning. David Dahl at the plate. We saw Dahl earlier at Huntington Park this year wearing a Nashville uniform. There's a swing and a miss. He was out in front of the off-speed. Changeup at 82 makes it 1-1.
That changeup is really nice, especially with the getting 13, 14 miles an hour difference between the fastball and that, plus the down away movement from the left-hander. Really sharp pitch.
Good separation. Comes back with a fastball at 94. Gets a swing and a miss. And then when you can come back and do that, throw a fastball in the zone and get that empty swing against a good hitter like David Dahl, your stuff is live. Morris from the set delivers a heater high and away, 2-2.
I love the changeup. I think it's such an important pitch at any level of baseball, particularly in the lower levels of baseball. But now you're seeing it become a sexier pitch in Major League Baseball, I think.
Tough.
Because so many guys throw so hard now. If you're able to change speeds at all, especially with something that looks like a fastball out of the hand like a changeup does, it's a true equalizer.
2-2 pitch served in the air to center field. Charging hard, Alex Call. He won't get there. He'll have to take it on a hop. That was down toward the handle of the bat. If Dahl had hit it harder, it's an out. But because Morris was able to avoid the barrel of the bat, it falls in for a base hit. First base runner of the ball game. So difficult for pitchers to develop that changeup because it's got to be same arm slot, same arm speed, or it's not going to be an effective pitch. If hitters can get your tell early in the delivery, well, if that changeup stays in the strike zone, it's not going to stay around very long. Here's Riley Adams, takes a pitch inside for ball one. That's why it's often one of the last pitches to develop.
And depending on what your grip is for the changeup as well, because there's the circle change, which I know a lot of guys use, but some other guys grip it differently. It's kind of an uncomfortable grip, right? Especially when you're a younger player trying to develop that pitch and your hands aren't quite big enough to really grasp that baseball and you know, kill the rotation
right.
The way you want it to. And that's why it takes a little bit longer to really come along. But I know when I pitched, I loved the circle change. It was a terrific weapon in the arsenal. And, you know, you can use the fastball to set it up, and you can throw other things off of that. So, you know, if you're a three-pitch pitcher nowadays, which I feel like a lot of guys are in that three-pitch range, and if you can, you know, develop more than that, then that's gravy. But if you're working with a changeup, some sort of breaking ball, a curveball, a slider with that good fastball, you're sitting pretty, pretty.
2-0 pitch is in for a called strike. Make it 2-1 now to Riley Adams, the catcher. 250 batting average in this series, just 1-for-4, but on the season, hitting 283. 3 home runs and 5 runs batted in. Next pitch. Morris overthrew the fastball that time and missed it outside 3-1. Wind blowing across the field from right to left. Right-handed batter should get a little bit of a boost today here at Huntington Park. We've seen various wind patterns this year and unusual wind patterns quite often. Next offering, that's in for a called strike. A fastball at 94 fills the count. We've seen it blowing in, which is not unheard of, but it's an extraordinarily rare thing to see at Huntington Park until this year. Particularly in June, we saw a lot of wind blowing in. Dahl from first stays put as the payoff is hit high and deep down the left field line, but he was way out in front. And Adams stays right there in the right-handed batter's box after a long foul ball.
That wind's picked up pretty good. Looking at the flags just above the batter's eye in center field. Cleveland Guardians flag on the far right side. It's completely unfurled right now, yep. Blowing hard towards that foul ball.
See how it plays tonight. Huntington Park is always one of the higher-tier home run parks in the International League. Here again comes the payoff. And it's a called third strike on the outside corner. Painted that fastball. And Morris has his fourth strikeout of the ballgame. Obviously, the cozy dimensions here. The footprint limited by the infrastructure of the Arena District streets and boulevards. And so it's only 318 down the right field line to that 22-foot high wall that extends from the foul line all the way out to the batter's eye. 325 to left, 400 straight away. 365 to the gaps. First pitch from Morris fouled back to the screen. So in terms of distance to home run areas, this is a very hitter-friendly yard. But if the wind is not blowing, or some days if it is blowing in, it can play to a pitcher's advantage.
Got to think tonight it's conducive to home runs. With the wind blowing out, hot night, ball's going to fly. But so far, so good for Cody Morris. I mean, he hasn't made contact one time. It wasn't great contact.
0-1 pitch. Strike on the outer half. 0-2. You know, from the moment this ballpark opened in 2009, it had that reputation. Pitchers came in here and looked around and kind of gulped a little bit. But listen, you're throwing the same baseball, you hit your spots, you make good pitches, you're probably going to be okay. Long pause by Morris. Now the pitch. Got him. Fastball on the outside part of the plate again, and Joe Nogowski could not pull the trigger. Brings up Nick Banks with the man at first and two down. Five strikeouts already for Cody Morris, who is trying to come back from a terrace major strain in his right shoulder. It's kept him on the shelf all year long. He is on the, or was on, before his injury, was on the Guardians 40-man roster. And because of that, when he was injured, he was put on the 60-day injured list. So he doesn't count against the 40-man roster. Here's a shot right off his hip. He bends down, picks it up, throws to first, and gets the out. But as he walks off the field, not showing a limp, not showing any kind of ill effects for the moment, you can bet that Jeremy Heller is going to chat him up as soon as he gets down those dugout steps. One hit but no runs for the Red Wings. We go to the bottom of the second, scoreless at Huntington Park.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here come the Clippers, the bottom half of the second inning. No score at Huntington Park. Franmil Reyes will lead things off. The Clippers' designated hitter will be followed by Alex Call and then Oscar Mercado. Reyes, Call, Mercado. What do they all have in common? Well, they have all been Cleveland Guardians outfielders this year. Reyes, of course, mainly a designated hitter. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. Franmil has struggled this year at the major league level. There is no two ways about it. And a couple of days ago was optioned to the minor leagues to make room for Oscar Gonzalez when he came back off the injured list. Fastball here at 91. To Reyes is a called strike. Make it 0-2. The Cleveland Guardians value what Franmil Reyes brings to the table. There's a slider outside, 1-2. A guy who is a potential 40 home run major league hitter. He's got a track record of success in the bigs. But this year has not gone his way. Swings and misses and a fastball on 1-2, and Reyes is put away. So DeLeon is struck out three now of the four batters he has faced. Daniel Ponce de Leon deals to Alex Call outside. Now, we were informed that his preferred pronunciation is Ponce de Leon, not Ponce de Leon. One ball, no strikes, and Call turns that pitch around, drops it into left field. That's a clean single. First base runner for Columbus takes a turn at first, puts on the brakes. And heads back. The Clippers have a base runner for Oscar Mercado. Clippers left fielder batting 263 on the year, has a homer and three triples in 38 Clippers at bats. He also was not able to really put it together at the major league level offensively this year. First pitch to him, stays high for ball one.
Daniel Ponce de Leon towed this rubber a few years back when he was in the St. Louis Cardinals organization, AAA All-Star game here in Huntington Park.
That was a busy year in the Arena District. 1-0 pitch is high. We hosted the AAA All-Star game and the AAA National Championship game. The Clippers did not play in the National Championship game in 2018. They did in 2019. In what may well be the final AAA championship game of that sort of iteration. Mercado swings and fouls it down the right field line. Two balls and one strike now. Now, the playoffs, if you want to call them that this year, is going to be a single elimination four-team event in Las Vegas. With the two division winners in the International League, will play one another in a one-game series, quote-unquote. The PCL division winners will play each other, and then the winners of those games will play each other one game head-to-head for all the proverbial marbles. Mercado waits. Middle infield playing for a double play, and the pitch is inside 3-1. You don't see, and really, even though I say that, Jackson Flores, the shortstop, is playing almost straight-up shortstop position. It is nearly unheard of in 2020 to see an actual double-play depth infield. 3-1 pitch. Hit on the ground to third base. Alou's got it. He's going to go to second for one. The relay around to first, dug out on a hop. And that's a good double play around the horn, 5-4-3, to turn away the Clippers here in the second inning. We'll go to the third, still scoreless at Huntington Park.
Hey, Columbus.
Mike.
And Tom here from the new Bob Says Yes, powered by Twins.
It's the end of the summer.
And we need your old ride.
So bring in your keys.
We'll help you end the season on a high note.
You could drive a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
So don't spend another minute in a car you hate.
For just $5 down, you could drive home in a nicer, newer car.
Even if you had credit problems in the past.
Our For the People credit approval process works.
So bring your keys in.
And you could get a deal of the season.
When you drive home on a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
But hurry!
Only during our end of season Keys In sales event.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Tom, and we're your dealers.
For the people. See all the cars at BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
That's BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
Powered by Twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax, title, registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR per 1,000 finance. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends August 31st.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling.
cooling. Offer up to $500 off select TempStar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaterHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Two innings in the book, scoreless at the corner of Neal and Nationwide. Cody Morris, dynamite through two innings, gave up one fisted single into the outfield. He will face 8-9-1 here in the third inning. And on for the play-by-play, a man who has never heard of Juan Gonzalez. Here is Dylan Tyre.
Thank you very much there, Ryan. Yes, I was looking at the 1996 American League MVP voting earlier today, and I was stunned to see that Juan Gonzalez had won the MVP over both Alex Rodriguez and Ken Griffey Jr. Apparently, wins above replacement was not a stat back in those days.
No one had ever heard of it.
Yeah, right. That's
listen.
It's a relatively new stat now.
Baseball reference nerds.
Which,
we all are in this day and age, right? But back then, there wasn't a website that was commonly accessed. Sabre was, a society, as it stands for, right? It was a group of people who got together and talked about these kinds of things.
Pure numbers alone, I'm stunned Alex Rodriguez didn't win the MVP that season. As, by the way, Donovan Casey takes a first-pitch strike out of the right hand of Cody Morris. A-Rod, 215 hits that year, had close to 140 runs scored, over 100 RBI, 35-plus homers, and he, I think, led the American League in batting average.
I often forget how young you are.
A one-pitch, fouled straight back. Well, Alex Rodriguez,
Juan Gonzalez.
Alex Rodriguez would have been 5 years younger than me at that time, had he won the MVP.
That's right.
20-year-old MVP. Unbelievable.
Juan Gonzalez, for a fair number of years, was one of the best things going offensively in Major League Baseball.
0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, Naylor, up and over to first base. So the sixth strikeout of the ball game so far for Cody Morris. He's looked quite good. We haven't seen a whole lot of that breaking pitch. Seen a lot of the fastball so far, but he gets the swing right there, and a good job by Naylor to put the body on it. Easy throw over to first base. That brings up the nine-hitter, Jackson Flores.
That was an era, and Gonzalez was an outfielder, but boy, that was an era where things were just kind of getting into that steroid era. And
yeah, you look at some of those Gonzalez numbers there.
The home run numbers were...
The 1996 season had many, many guys with 45-plus home runs, which is a big reason I think Alex Rodriguez didn't win the MVP that season, because he didn't hit 40, and virtually everybody behind him did. A one pitch hammered into right center field. Back for it goes Alex Call into the gap. It's off the warning track and off the wall. Rounding first base and into second, standing up is Jackson Flores as the throw comes in from right center field. So a one-out stand-up double there for Jackson Flores, and back to the top of the Rochester lineup we go. It'll be Andrew Stevenson coming to the plate. Second time he will have faced Cody Morris. Nice piece of hitting right there by Jackson Flores. As, you know, Ryan and I talked about it earlier, it's a good night to hit here at Huntington Park.
Yeah, that ball seemed to carry very well off the bat. Wasn't sure after the crack how far it would go, but it did seem to jump a little bit.
So Flores out there in scoring position at second base for the left-handed hitting Andrew Stevenson, center fielder for Rochester, 0-for-1, struck out swing to lead off this ball game. Back in the first inning.
You make a good point about what was valued 25-plus years ago in terms of judging Major League Baseball players.
First pitch misses upstairs to Stevenson, so a ball and no strikes. You're exactly right. I'll go down the numbers here. Juan Gonzalez won the MVP, 47 homers. A-Rod second in MVP voting with 36. After that, Albert Bell had 48. Ken Griffey Jr. with 49, Mo Vaughn with 44, Rafael Palmeiro with 39. Mark McGwire led the league with 52 home runs in Oakland that season, finished 7th in MVP voting, and he hit over 300.
Did you know he played for Oakland?
Of course, McGwire. I did. Mark McGwire is my favorite player growing up. I love steroid guys. Mark McGwire was my favorite player growing up, and then it was Barry Bonds after him. So, yes, I was a big Mark McGwire. I had a little Mark McGwire figurine, and, yeah, I love Big Mac. 1-1 pitch on the way here from Cody Morris. It's chopped foul.
Home runs are still valued, but I'll bet if you look at the RBI numbers, it would tell you a different story. And the batting average, you know, and then you flip that script, what was it for pitchers? Wins.
Right.
Right. Who won 20 games? Who won more than 20? That's what, when you look at the Cy Young Award from that era, you know, pitcher wins are so devalued now.
Everybody hit over 300, too. Rafael Palmeiro, who I just mentioned, out of all those guys, is the only player who hit under 300 in that MVP voting, and he hit 289. 1-2 breaking ball misses downstairs from Cody Morris, so we're even. Two balls and two strikes here to Andrew Stevenson. One out. Top of the third inning. Nothing-nothing game between Rochester and the Clippers here. Remember, it's Jackson Flores out there at second base. He had a one-out double to right center. You're talking about those pitchers. I'll get down to the Cy Young voting here in just a moment. Andy Pettit finished second in the Cy Young that year with a 3.87 ERA. It's crazy to me. 2-2 pitch, misses away. We go full. Three balls and two strikes. And speaking of those top two guys, Pat Henchin won the AL Cy Young that year for Toronto. He was 20-10. He pitched 265 and two-thirds innings, and he struck out 177. That would not fly today. You're not even getting thought of for a Cy Young today.
Not with that strikeout rate, but right. Someone would also say somebody misprinted the innings.
Hey, right. 3-2 pitch. It's a changeup down, swung on and missed. So another strikeout here for Cody Morris. Gets Andrew Stevenson for the second time in this ballgame. Already seven strikeouts through 2 2/3 here for Cody Morris, and that'll bring up Jake Alou.
I've got Cody at 42 pitches. We've got Adam Scott warming up in the bullpen for the Clippers, a lefty. Morris is going to throw three innings, 50 pitches thereabouts, so he's reaching the upper limits of what he's going to do. 262 innings, is that what you said?
Yeah, 265 and two-thirds, and I've got another one for
Nobody's
you
throwing
here.
That.
Cody Morris set right at the chest, gives a look towards second base. Long look at second base. High leg kick. First pitch is slapped into left field. Moving towards the line, Oscar Mercado. He's not going to get there. They're going to say a foul ball, narrowly foul. Some cheers here at the ballpark.
The way Oscar Mercado played that, he thought it was a fair ball. It kicked awkwardly off. I don't know it hit.
It had to have hit the cut of the grass right where the dirt.
Somebody's got run from
the
dugout.
Grass. Yeah. There's a lot going on the field right now. We've got a couple of different coaches out there for Rochester arguing the foul call. The man at the dish, Jake Alou, cannot believe it. He thought he had himself an easy RBI double to plate the first run of this ballgame. I think the way Oscar Mercado is kind of resting his hands on his knees in left field right now, he thinks that was a fair ball. He can't believe it was called foul.
I did not. Whoever got ejected down there in the dugout for Rochester was wearing a pullover. I wasn't able to catch a number on him, but the third base umpire, Alex McKay, is informing the manager who it was. Look at the replay here.
That is right on the chalk. I think that's very clearly a fair ball right there. And like I thought, it hit right where the grass meets the warning track, and that's why it kicked so awkwardly away from Oscar Mercado.
Somebody else just got thrown out. And now whoever it was, I think, is coming out of the dugout to finish up the argument.
Yeah, things are getting testy right now.
Well, Brian Daubeck is trying to push whoever this fella is out of the way, and
he wants a piece of our umpiring crew, that's for
absolutely
sure. I mean, tension's running high for Rochester, obviously. They've lost 12 straight, so
yeah.
It feels like nothing's going their way right now, and certainly that call didn't go their way because that should have been an RBI double there for Alou in the first run of this ballgame. Oh, we get a hat toss.
That's got to be the hitting coach, Rafi Chavez. Yeah, he just threw his hat back at the umpire. And as you said, Dylan, as we saw the replay, it appears to have been a fair ball. And again, Oscar Mercado out there played it as such. But call isn't going to change.
Yo, Jay.
And for right now, this is still a scoreless ballgame.
It's So I think Cody Morris just wants to pitch. Cody Morris is going to step up there for a couple of warm-up pitches. So when this is all said and done, the runner, Jackson Flores, is not scored. He's going to go back to second base.
That was not Rafael Chavez, by the way, who was ejected from the ballgame. I'm not sure who that was. Chavez still down in the dugout. I just saw him.
So we've got Flores out there at second. At the plate, it's still Jake Alou. It's a ball, no balls and a strike here. Because remember, that was the first pitch of the plate appearance. It was a long foul ball now down the left field line. So it's nothing and one here to Jake Alou. One on, two out, no score here. Top of the third inning in Huntington Park. So a lot to sift through right there, but we've worked things out now. So Jake Alou, left-handed hitter, back in.
Now,
and
Matt
Cody Morris, ready to go on the bump.
Yeah, sorry, Matt Lecroy, the manager out there. Maybe it was Dahlback that got thrown out.
Nothing in one pitch on the way. Check swing there from Alou. They say, yes, he did. So quickly, no balls and two strikes. Took us a long time to determine whether we're going to have strike one or not there, but strike two is very quick and very clear. So Cody Morris, bidding for his eighth strikeout through three innings of work, delivers the 0-2 pitch and misses away, a ball and two strikes. Back to our AL Cy Young conversation. Remember, I said Pat Henchin won the Cy Young. He did not get an MVP vote that year, though. Two pitchers did, Andy Pettitte and Mariano Rivera. So very interesting there. Mariano Rivera, not a closer in 1996. Remember, he had 107 and two-thirds innings out of the bullpen. No saves that season.
A year removed from throwing a five-inning no-hitter here for the Clippers.
1-2 pitch, misses down. We're even, two balls and two strikes. Mariano Rivera that season, 61 games, 209 ERA, in 107 and two-thirds innings, and he struck out 130. So a little bit different of a Mo Rivera in 1996 than I think we were used to as his career progressed as the greatest closer of all time. Cody Morris just about set with the 2-2 offering. And here it is. Breaking ball. Starting to go around was Jake Alou. He held up. The ball gets away from the catcher, Naylor. And into third base goes Jackson Flores. I have no idea how that pitch did not hit Jake Alou, but he somehow danced out of the way. So now he's got Flores 90 feet closer to scoring the first run of this ball game. And by the way, it's a full count. Three balls and two strikes. So we started off nothing and two. And Morris has thrown three consecutive balls trying to put Jake Alou away. So we'll see what's cooking here on the 3-2 offering. Here it comes out of the right hand of Morris. It's an off-speed pitch that misses high and outside. So down to first base goes Jake Alou. It's the first walk issued in this ball game by Cody Morris. And that'll bring up the second baseman and three hitter, Jake Knoll. Meanwhile, we are going to have a mound visit. Looks like the Clippers will go to the bullpen. Ryan, you mentioned the pitch count a little bit earlier.
Yeah, he's at 48 right now. 50 was going to be about his upper limit, so Andy Trace is going to go get him.
All right, pitching change here for the Clippers. It's a scoreless ball game with two on and two out, top of the third inning at Huntington Park. We'll be back quickly.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Dylan Tyer back here with you at Huntington Park in downtown Columbus. Nothing between the Clippers and the visiting Rochester Red Wings. Got two outs in the top of the third inning. Clippers going to the bullpen here. Adam Scott will come on for the starter, Cody Morris, who's on a major league rehab assignment. So on a pitch count, his day is done. Struck out seven in two and two-thirds, so very good work, but He's got two men on right now that Adam Scott will look to set down, get the Clippers back into the dugout as they look for the first run of this ball game. As he finishes up his warm-up pitches, we'll take a look at the International League scoreboard presented by Huntington Bank. Early access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Bottom of the seventh inning in Charlotte. The Knights currently trailing the Gwinnett Stripers 6-4. In Scranton, the Rail Riders on top of visiting Buffalo 4-1. Nashville leads Norfolk 5-0. Lehigh Valley up 4-0 on Syracuse. Top of the second inning in Jacksonville 1-0. The Jumbo Shrimp lead Memphis. And it's a scoreless ball game in Omaha, St. Paul. And Omaha on that one. First pitch out of the left hand of Adam Scott, belted into left field, so the first run of this ball game will score. It's an RBI single off the bat of Jake Knoll. Coming in is Jackson Flores from third base. So one pitch and a run is in here for Rochester, who now leads the Clippers 1-0. So an RBI single for the second baseman for the Red Wings, Jake Knoll. And that'll bring up the four-hitter David Dahl. Lefty-lefty matchup between he and Adam Scott. Runners at first and second here with two out in the top of the third. First pitch is a breaking ball that misses. So a ball and no strikes here to David Dahl, who singled back in the second inning but was left stranded. Adam Scott, 6'4", 230-pound left-hander. Delivers the 1-0 pitch. It's chopped foul off the facing of the Clippers' dugout on the first base side. So we are even. One ball and one strike is the count. Scott this season, 4-3, the 7.13 ERA in 23 appearances. This is 24th. He comes set below the belt. Long look at the plate. 1-1 pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball that misses inside. So two balls and one strike. David Dahl ahead in the count. Dahl, the right fielder for Rochester, was 1-for-4 in the series opener yesterday. Clippers won 2-0. Remember, it's a best of six here. It is a 2-1 pitch, misses upstairs. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. So 3-1. Is now the count. Nowhere to put David Dahl, by the way. Remember, runners at first and second base. Waiting on deck, the catcher and five-hitter Riley Adams. He struck out looking back in the second inning. Long look at the plate from Scott. Now he's ready to go. A couple of looks at second base. The 3-1 pitch on the way. It's a fastball taken at the knees for strike two. 91 miles per hour right there out of the left hand of Adam Scott. So we are full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the third inning, Rochester has plated one, and they lead this ball game 1-0. 3-2 pitch on the way, cut on and fouled straight back. So we'll do it all over again. Single will score the runner from first base. From second base. Something in the gap may score the runner from first base because both runners will have a head start here with the count full and two outs. They'll go on the pitch. And here is another 3-2 offering. There they go. It misses high and inside, so a walk is issued to David Dahl. And the bases are loaded.
Batting now, catcher number 23, Riley Adams.
So runners everywhere here for Riley Adams, who, as I mentioned, struck out looking back in the second inning. Good numbers on the year, 283 hitter. Was 1-for-4 yesterday, and the first pitch to him is a breaking ball that misses in. So a ball and no strikes here, Riley Adams. Right-handed hitting catcher. Faces off against the left-handed thrower, Adam Scott. Looking to get out of a jam right here, get the Clippers back into the dugout. They trail this one 1-0. 1-0 pitch on the way. Again, it misses in. Two balls and no strikes. Adam Scott struggling with the command out of the bullpen here for the Clippers. Remember, Cody Morris started off this inning. Struck out two, gave up a double, and walked another. As the 2-0 pitch is chopped foul behind the plate. So two balls and a strike here. Morris walked Jake Alou. And that's when Adam Scott took over. Jake Knoll then singled on the first offering from Scott into left field. That scored Jackson Flores from second. That's how we've got the one run in this game. 2-1 pitch, misses downstairs, three balls and a strike. And now Adam Scott really has nowhere to put Riley Adams with the bases loaded. Does not want to walk in a run right here, so you're Riley Adams, you're sitting dead red on something good to hit. Clippers infield, playing pretty much straight up. The second baseman, Mitchell Tolman, a little bit further up the middle, is a 3-1 fastball, misses high. So a run will score here as Jake Alou walks in from third base, back-to-back free passes issued by Adam Scott. David Dahl walked, and now Riley Adams does. And John Nagowski will come to the plate as Bo Naylor, the Clippers catcher, makes his way out to the mound here. Wants to talk things over with Adam Scott, gives him a pat on the butt. Long conversation as out comes Rigo Beltran, the pitching coach for Columbus as well. The infield will gather around Adam Scott as well. Have a conversation about how they want to work things out here. Clippers also have a man up in the bullpen. Looks like Kevin Kelly, 6'2", 200-pound right-hander. Home plate umpire, Emil Jimenez, ventures out, breaks up the meeting, and we're set to play baseball again. So Adam Scott out on the mound with the bases loaded. Clippers currently trail this game 2-0 after he walked in a run. And John Nagowski comes to the plate. So it's Jake Knoll at third, David Dahl at second, Riley Adams at first. As the first offering to Nagowski is chopped weakly up the middle, fielded by Tolman. He's just going to step on second base all by himself, and that will do it. So Adam Scott escapes further damage, but Rochester leads this one 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the third inning.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk-free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI, Columbus.
2-0, the Clippers trail the Rochester Red Wings. Bottom of the third inning here at Huntington Park. Dylan Tyer back with you on a beautiful evening for baseball in the Arena District. First pitch was 91 degrees, but sun beginning to set, wind is blowing. It feels excellent. Great time to hit as well with the wind blowing out to left field. Warmer temperatures. See if the Clippers can get something done here in the bottom of the third inning against Daniel Ponce de Leon. He's the starting pitcher for Rochester and looked pretty good so far in this ball game. He struck out three, got out of the second inning with a 5-4-3 double play ball. It'll be 7-8-9 for the Clippers to start off this bottom half of the third inning. David Fry, Bobby Bradley, and Mitchell Tolman is the right-hander. Ponce de Leon fires home. A first-pitch fastball catches the outside corner, and that is strike one. Ponce de Leon, not a hard thrower. That fastball coming in at 90 miles per hour, but been strong with the control so far in this ball game. Hasn't walked anybody, and has given up just one hit. is the second pitch, misses away. We go even, a ball and a strike here to the right-handed hitting third baseman, David Fry. Ponce de Leon working from the windup. Fires the 1-1 pitch. It's skied into foul territory, first base side. Now drifting behind the plate and eventually out of play. Looked like the catcher, Riley Adams, might have a play on that ball to start things off, but continued to push back behind the plate. Maybe the wind blowing towards the third base side had something to do with that. But Ponce de Leon finds himself ahead here of David Fry. It's a ball and two strikes, as a few fans had an opportunity to make a good catch right there. Nobody able to bring that one in. So Fry looking to protect. Ponce de Leon ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes. He winds and fires. 1-2 pitch. Line towards third base, but diving for it is Jake Alou, and he makes the grab. Well, nice play right there by Jake Alou, robbing David Fry of what was sure to be a single, maybe extra bases, as he lays out and picks that one off the dirt. Made that catch probably 6 inches above the playing surface right there, so almost a hit there for David Fry, but instead he lines out to the third baseman, Jake Alou, and that'll bring up the eighth hitter and first baseman for the Clippers, Bobby Bradley. The infield shifting the left-handed hitter to pull here. Almost nobody on the third base side as the first pitch is swung on and missed. 92 miles per hour was the fastball there. Only man on the third base side is the third baseman, Alou, but he's playing essentially where a shortstop would traditionally play. Otherwise, the infield on the right side. Is the 0-1 pitch is a fastball that misses in. So even we go. One ball and one strike here to Bobby Bradley. Clippers first baseman struggled in the game yesterday. 0-3 with three strikeouts. Is a fastball, brushes him off the plate. Two balls and a strike. That one again at 92 miles per hour and nearly clipped Bobby Bradley, but he was able to dance out of the way of that one. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Ponce de Leon. Chop foul, first base side. So we are even, two balls and two strikes. Waiting on deck, the 9-hitter and second baseman for Columbus, Mitchell Tolman. Another left-handed hitter. But Bobby Bradley is the focus right now of Daniel Ponce de Leon, who, as I mentioned, has looked excellent so far in this ballgame for Rochester. Has given up just one hit and no runs as Bobby Bradley breaks his bat. But it's a foul ball, first base side. Looked like it could stay fair, but then trickled foul just as it got to first base. And his baseball bat was obliterated right there. Flew right towards second base, so it's not the second baseman, Jake Knoll, who goes to pick it up, because remember, they are shifting Bobby Bradley to pull. It's the guy playing shortstop in this ballgame, Jackson Flores. He's playing where the second baseman traditionally would be, so he went to go pick up that baseball bat, get it back into the Clippers dugout, and Bobby Bradley has a fresh piece of lumber, two balls and two strikes. He's set to go as Daniel Ponce de Leon delivers home again, chop foul, first base side. So we remain even, two balls and two strikes. Good battle so far between Bobby Bradley and Ponce de Leon. Bradley a little bit pull happy right now. We'll see if he can stay through something and put it into the field of play. Another 2-2 pitch on the way. This one misses inside again, backing Bobby Bradley off the dish. Ponce de Leon ramped it up a little bit that time at 93, fastest pitch of the inning. But it misses for him, overthrowing a little bit as we go full. Three balls and two strikes. Clippers have just managed one base runner in this ball game. It was Alex Call who singled back in the second. He was retired on a double play ball. Is the 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Bobby Bradley. Fourth strikeout of the ball game for Ponce de Leon. And that'll bring Mitchell Tolman up to the plate with nobody on and two out here in the bottom of the third. Clippers trailing in this ballgame 2-0. Ponce de Leon beat Bobby Bradley with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball down that time. So Ponce de Leon is given the Clippers fit so far in this ball game as the first pitch catches the strike zone. Another fastball at 93, so nothing in one here to the left-handed hitting second baseman Mitchell Tolman. Tolman 1-for-3 in the ball game yesterday. Going to spark a two-out rally for the Clippers here in the third as the 0-1 pitch misses away at 83. So changing speeds there was Ponce de Leon. We haven't seen him do it a whole lot this frame. But he tried to pull the string on Tolman right there. Nothing doing as we are even at a ball and a strike. 1-1 pitch, a fastball again, fouled straight back and out of play. So ahead now is Ponce de Leon, 1-2. De Leon working from the windup, ready with the 1-2 pitch, misses inside. Looked like the catcher there, Riley Adams, tried to frame it up for the home plate umpire, Emil Jimenez, but just off the dish as Mitchell Tolman raised the arms to get out of the way of that one. But we are even, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, bottom of the third. 2-2 pitch, that one fooled Tolman, he took it. And that is strike three. Fifth strikeout of the ballgame for Daniel Ponce de Leon, and Rochester leads the Clippers 2-0 as we head to the fourth inning in Columbus.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking. Isn't it?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
2-0. The Rochester Red Wings lead the Columbus Clippers as we're set for the top of the fourth inning here at Huntington Park. Game 2 of 6 between these two teams. Rochester looking to snap a 12-game losing streak. They lost 2-0 to the Clippers yesterday, but did some damage in their half of the third inning, scoring twice. They're going to face a new pitcher here in the fourth for the Clippers. It's Tanner Tully. Tully has made 16 starts for the Clippers this season. This is his first appearance out of the bullpen, though. 4.64 ERA and 85 and a third innings of work, 62 Ks compared to just 12 walks. Guy that induces a lot of contact. And he gets a swing and a miss from Nick Banks on the first pitch, a fastball at 90 miles per hour. Lefty-lefty matchup between these two. Banks takes the 0-1 pitch high and outside, so we are even, 1 ball and 1 strike. Tanner Tully working from the windup. And the southpaw goes with a high leg kick and comes home with a breaking pitch that's hit high in the air right behind home as Bo Naylor looks up for it, gathers underneath it, and makes the grab for out number one. So that ball actually ended up staying in the field of play rather than drifting into foul territory. So Naylor makes the grab, and quickly we've got one out here in the top of the fourth inning as Nick Banks skies to the catcher. Donovan Casey now coming to the plate. Casey struck out swinging back in the third inning. Well, it looked like he struck out swinging, we'll call that, but after review, they say he tapped it into fair territory, and it was a 2-3 putout. Looked like, from our vantage point, he swung and missed at a ball in the dirt, but he did say he made contact as he takes the first offering from Tully upstairs, and Tully quickly comes back with a fastball that he blows right by Casey. So it's a ball and a strike here to the Rochester designated hitter.
Tolley working quickly, ready with the 1-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball that finds the zone. One ball and two strikes is now the count. Casey 0-for-3 in the ballgame yesterday, now 0-for-4 in the series. Is the 1-2 pitch on the way from Tolley. It misses outside. Two balls and two strikes now to Donovan Casey. No on, one out, top of the fourth inning. Clippers trailing 2-0. As the 2-2 pitch is cut on and tipped behind the plate, so Casey making a little bit of contact right there, just enough to stay alive. And he and Tolley will do it all over again at 2-2. Tolley gets the sign from Naylor. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed for strike three. So first strikeout out of the Columbus bullpen for Tanner Tolley. And Donovan Casey goes down on what was a pretty good back foot breaking ball there from Tolley. So that'll bring the shortstop Jackson Flores up to the plate with nobody on and two out. Flores doubled and scored back in the third inning. Booming double into the right center field gap as he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off of his leg. That did not feel good. He got jammed on a breaking ball there from Tolley. And it looks like he fouled the ball right off the top of his lead left foot. He does have a shin guard and a protective pad that covers that foot, but it's still got a piece, maybe his toe. But certainly it hurt. He shook it off, and now he's set to go once more. Very savvy, our home plate umpire Emil Jimenez brushes off the dish, gives him a moment to gather himself, and they're talking, and after a brief conversation, Flores says, yes, I'm good to go. So nothing and one is the count now to the right-handed hitting Rochester shortstop. As Tolley winds and fires, 0-1 pitch. Misses downstairs, a ball and a strike. Flores, a .273 hitter coming into play today. Two home runs, three batted in. Was 0-for-2 yesterday, but as I mentioned, made some good contact and scored a run back in the third. 1-1 pitch, chopped out towards second base, charging for it, and grabbing it is Mitchell Tolman. He fires to first base in plenty of time to get Jackson Flores, and that will do it as Rochester goes down in order. They do lead this ballgame 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never. Like, never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Bottom of the fourth inning at Huntington Park. Rochester leads the Clippers 2-0. It'll be 1-2-3 for Columbus to start things off. Will Brennan, Gabriel Arias, and Bo Naylor, as they'll face off against Daniel Ponce de Leon, who has been excellent so far in this ballgame for Rochester. He's the starter. He's gone the first three innings, and he's faced the minimum. He's given up one hit so far in this ballgame. That was the only Clippers base runner. It was Alex Call who singled in the second inning, but he was taken off the bases on a 5-4-3 double play ball. So that's how Ponce de Leon has faced the minimum in this one. As the left-handed hitter Brennan swings at the first pitch, chops it towards second base, overcomes the shortstop Flores, who fields and throws to first base in time to get Brennan. So one pitch and one out here
in the fourth inning. 6-3 in your scorebooks. Gabriel Arias is set to come to the plate here and set the table for the Clippers. Not a whole lot doing offensively whatsoever in this game for the Clippers. Ponce de Leon has 5 strikeouts, and he's induced a lot of weak contact outside of that. Right-handed hitter Arias set to go against the right-handed thrower Ponce de Leon, who dots the outside corner with a first-pitch fastball at 92 for strike one. Arias went down looking back in the first inning. That was the first strikeout of the ballgame for Ponce de Leon. As Arias looks to change the tides right here, and that he will do. Singles right back up the middle into center field. Second hit of the ball game for the Clippers. See if they can do something with the base runner now. And the three-hitter Bo Naylor coming to the plate. Nice piece of hitting right there by Arias as he hammered that one right back at Ponce de Leon, who had to bounce out of the way. That one narrowly missed Ponce de Leon. He's lucky he falls to the first base side. Otherwise, that might have been a different story, and that baseball might have got a lot of him. Bo Naylor, the catcher for Columbus, coming to the plate. One on, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning as he swings at the first offering from Ponce de Leon and pops it out of play, foul. So nothing in one here to Bo Naylor, who struck out looking himself back in the first inning. Did not like the call. Had a conversation with the home plate umpire, Emil Jimenez. By the way, the Rochester defense is playing Naylor to pull, so a lot of room on the left side of the infield. As Ponce de Leon comes set, 0-1 pitch, fastball that misses high at 93. We go even, a ball and a strike. Arias over at first base can steal a bag. 4 out of 5 on stolen base attempts this season. 1-1 pitch on the way to Naylor. He swings and misses. 1-2. Big cut right there from the left-handed hitting catcher. Naylor, 295 hitter with 5 home runs and 20 batted in with the Clippers. So pretty good numbers as he'll look to protect right now. Down in the count, a ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 pitch from Ponce de Leon. Backs Naylor off the plate as it misses inside. So 2 balls and 2 strikes right now. Ponce de Leon has used the fastball a ton in this game. And I suppose that's the benefit of having sterling control. He hasn't walked a Clipper yet. He's really done a good job going side to side. He's also generating swings and misses. 2-2 on the way. It's another fastball that misses high, this time at 95. That's the fastest pitch of the ballgame from Ponce de Leon as he really tried to ramp it up and get a swing and a miss right there from Naylor. Buddy does miss high. We go full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franmil Reyes waiting on deck. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Naylor. Cut on and pop foul. So we will do it once more at 3-2. Another fastball that time from Ponce de Leon at 94 or so. Using that fastball effectively early in the count to get strikes, and then he's ramping it up a little bit when he gets to 2 strikes, trying to blow these Clippers away. Worth noting that 3 of his 5 strikeouts have come looking so far in this ballgame. So he's on Clippers swinging twice. Another 3-2 on the way to Naylor. This one is hammered into center field. He's watching it go. Back goes the center fielder, Andrew Stevenson. This one is gone. Well, Bo Naylor with a 3-2 bomb right there. And we are tied up. I had talked about how the Clippers hadn't made great contact yet in this ball game. Gabriel Arias changes that narrative as he singled sharply up the middle, and Naylor absolutely demolishing the 3-2 pitch out of the right hand of Daniel Ponce de Leon as he deposits it off the batter's eye in center field, tying this ball game at 2-2. So great work there by the Columbus catcher, Bo Naylor, as Franmil Reyes takes a first pitch for ball one. Ponce de Leon working from the windup with nobody on base now as he misses with the 1-0 pitch. So now 2-0 to Franmil Reyes, who struck out swinging to lead off the second inning. 6th home run
has a clipper there for Bo Naylor. And he got all of that one to straightaway center field. As the 2-0 pitch is a fastball that finds the dish. 2-1 now to Franmil Reyes. I think Reyes is asking the home plate umpire, Emil Jimenez, if that is the outside corner that that pitch just found. I thought it had a bit more of the plate than that, as he swings and misses at the 2-1 pitch. So now two balls and two strikes. Another fastball right there from Ponce de Leon, so nothing special. Fastball that had a lot of the plate, but Reyes swung right through it, so now he'll look to protect it 2-2. From the windup, the pitch is on the way, and Franmil Reyes will foul it off to stay alive. So remember, this inning started off with a first pitch ground out, Will Brennan. Gabriel Arias then singled sharply to center. Bo Naylor just hit a two-run home run to tie this game. Franmil Reyes looking to keep things going here for the Clippers. 2-2 pitch on the way from Ponce de Leon. It's a fastball that finds the top of the strike zone. Reyes disagrees as he has words with the home plate umpire on his way back to the first base dugout. That's the second strikeout of the ball game for Reyes and the sixth for Daniel Ponce de Leon. So Alex Call will come to the plate here for the Clippers. Nobody on and two out in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-2 tie. Game two out of six between Rochester and the Clippers. Call 1-for-1 so far. He singled back in the second. First pitch to him finds the inside corner for strike one. Alex Call, truly one of the Clippers' leaders this season. 919 OPS, good for fifth in the International League. 419 on base percentage, good for second. So he has done a lot of things well for the Clippers so far this year as he fouls off the 0-1 pitch, so quickly finds himself behind Daniel Ponce de Leon, nothing and two. Waiting on deck, Oscar Mercado. Of course, he would love an opportunity here as Ponce de Leon has shown a chink in the armor really for the first time in this ballgame in this bottom half of the fourth inning. It was smooth sailing through the first three for the Rochester starter, but Clippers banging him up here a little bit in the fourth inning as the nothing and two pitch is on the way. Fastball misses high at 95. So again, Ponce de Leon rearing back a little more, ramping it up with two strikes, trying to blow away Alex Call. But his miss has been high with the fastball. 1-2 pitch ready for the right-handed hitter Call. Taken just outside. Riley Adams, the catcher, tried to frame that one up, bring it right back over the outside black, but nothing doing at 94 miles an hour right there from Ponce de Leon. So two balls and two strikes is the count. Ponce de Leon winds and fires, 2-2 pitch, fouled straight back by Call. So he manages to stay alive. Wind continues to blow out to left field. That's in favor of the right-handed hitter Call. As the 2-2 pitch misses downstairs, we go full, three balls and two strikes. First base is open, but of course you want to avoid the two-out walks, especially when it's the go-ahead run. Ponce de Leon winds and delivers. 3-2 pitch, fouled straight back and out of play, so we'll do it once more. Call battling right now. The Clippers, they put together some pretty good at-bats here in this fourth inning. Bo Naylor went to a full count and hit the home run. Alex Call goes to a full count. We'll see what he does here. Another 3-2 on the way. And it misses downstairs. That was another close pitch. Could have gone either way, but a little bit down, and Alex Call will walk to first base. It was kind of an awkward way to go about it. His call looked like he was starting to swing and kind of held up, but in the process of holding up, started to walk to first base. There was a bit of a pause around the diamond, and the pitch missed down. Yeah, a little bit further down upon review than I thought it looked from behind the plate, but yeah, ball four there for Alex Call. So a two-out walk puts a runner at first base, and Oscar Mercado will come to the plate. Meanwhile, we've got a mound visit here. Is the pitching coach for Rochester, Rafael Chavez, ventures out to the bump. talking things over with Ponce de Leon. Emil Jimenez, the home plate umpire, comes out to break things up. And Ponce de Leon will have his hands full now with Oscar Mercado. Right-handed hitter grounded into a 5-4-3 double play ball to end the second inning. Alex Call over at first base, 6-for-6 when it comes to swiping bags this season. So we'll see whether or not the Clippers want to try to get him into scoring position here. As Mercado steps in from the right side. Ponce de Leon from the stretch comes in. First pitch fastball is chopped towards shortstop. Flores fields, and he narrowly beats Call at second base. Oh, he just got his foot on the bag ahead of the sliding Call, as that will do it for the Clippers here in the bottom of the fourth. They do tie the ball game, though, on a two-run home run by Bo Naylor. So 2-2 tie as we head to the fifth inning here in Columbus.
Hi, I'm Don Rife, third-generation owner of Rife's Auto Body. Over 80% of our work comes from repeat customers and referrals. Our unwavering high standards and attention to detail are what make the difference. Next time you need collision repair, visit us at rifesautobody.com.
Pepper, oh no, they didn't! Papa John's just took their signature pepperoni and hand-stuffed it all up inside their garlic-kissed crust. Now you get that perfect blend of spices in every single bite, with a little extra bite in every cheesy pull. Because the only thing better than Papa John's pepperoni on your pizza is Papa John's pepperoni in your pizza. So get yourself the new epic pepperoni stuffed crust pizza, only at Papa John's.
Sometimes life throws you a curveball and leaves you with a financial mess. Whether it's doctor's bills from a sudden illness, loss of a job, or any other kind of unseen financial hardship, check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Beautiful night here in the Arena District. And a brand new ball game. Two apiece. As we go to the top of the fifth inning. Rochester took the lead with two runs in the third. The Clippers answered back in the bottom of the fourth. Bo Naylor with a two-run home run off the batter's eye to even things 2-2. Ryan Mitchell back here with you. Dylan Tyer alongside Clippers and Red Wings. Game two of a six-game series. Tanner Tully back out there. Lefty-lefty matchup. Andrew Stevenson takes one low and away for ball one. We'll get to the Major League scores in this inning, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. 1-0. Fastball, strike called on the outside corner. The Guardians today beat Arizona 7-4. Even that series of one game apiece. Major League debut for Tyler Freeman had a hit. Next pitch is down 2-1. Freeman went 1-for-3, also drew a walk. He actually walked in his first Major League plate appearance. Three RBIs for Ahmed Rosario. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, check swing. It's outside, and the appeal is denied, so it's 3-1. Oscar Gonzalez, two RBIs. He had a two-hit game, including a home run. Just missed one his first time up. 3-1 pitch from Tully. Line shot, base hit between the left side infielders and into left field, and that ball is going to split the gap. How about that? Oscar Mercado not able to get over in time to cut it off. It could not have been more perfectly placed, and with some topspin when it got to the outfield grass, it took off like a rocket. And Stevenson will be aboard the leadoff double. Good start from Shane Bieber. That's a great sign for the Guardians. He gets a win to even his season record at 6-6. Six innings of two-run baseball. Four hits, did not walk a soul, and struck out eight. Said after the game, he really feels like he's close to being back to where he was during that 2020 Cy Young award-winning season. How about James Karinchak, ladies and gentlemen? Scoreless inning out of the bullpen. Struck out two. Jake Alou to the plate. Swings and misses at a first-pitch breaking ball. And it is great to see for Karinchak, because It was such a steep fall during the 2021 season, and when he was coming back from a shoulder strain on a rehab assignment with the Columbus Clippers, it was not a smooth transition back to the major leagues. There were a lot of fits and starts and days where he had trouble finding the strike zone. He was stubborn at times, throwing the same pitch over and over and over to get the feel. It was a soft ground ball on the first base side on 1-1 foul, 1-2. But the process resulted in him getting back to the major leagues and to this point being a big part of that Guardians bullpen. Trevor Stephan also threw a scoreless inning. Eli Morgan gave up two runs in his inning of work. But the Guardians hold on for the 7-4 win. There's a fly ball to right field. Brennan in his tracks makes the catch. Runner from second tags. And the relay throw will not be in time. So Brennan makes the catch on the Alu line drive. Stevenson moves to third. One down for Jake Knoll. 2-2 ball game. Go ahead run at third base with fewer than two outs. We'll see what the Clippers do at the infield. Looks like they're going to draw it in. Rosario, I mentioned, three RBIs. He had a homer and a double. First pitch in for a called strike. Knoll has a strikeout and an RBI single. He cracked the goose egg in the third inning. A one. Swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. So Tully way ahead. 0-2, and a strikeout is just what the doctor ordered here. Guardians gain no ground in the American League Central because Minnesota took care of Detroit today, 4-1. Michael Fulmer pitched in the ballgame against his former team, the Tigers, helping the Twins to their 55th win of the year. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed a moving fastball at 91 miles per hour. And indeed, Tully has the right recipe there for a strikeout, trying to leave a man at third base. Two down now for David Dahl. Not an easy task here. Other finals around the bigs today. The Mets beat the Nationals because, well, they're the Mets and they're the Nationals. 9-5 the final. That's one yesterday. But those W's, curly or otherwise, are going to be few and far between, I think, for the rest of the season.
Hey, you got to think it's probably a tough time to be in that clubhouse right now after losing Juan Soto for sure.
0-1 pitch. High and away, ball to strike. Rays at home beat Toronto 3-2. Phillies 3-1 over the Braves. Nick Castellanos with his, Phillies fans aren't going to be happy with this, 9th home run of the year. 1-1 pitch, smacked to right center field. Brennan on the run, now racing in. Slides and makes the catch to save a run. How about Will Brennan in right field? Doing some work defensively and keeping this a 2-2 ball game. Clippers coming up in the bottom of the fifth, square at Huntington Park.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The future of recycling is now, and Rumpke Waste and Recycling, the recycling leader, is investing more than $50 million to build North America's largest recycling center right here in Central Ohio. The one-of-a-kind facility will feature interactive displays, educational opportunities, and the most advanced technology. Rumpke is committed to recycling efforts, and for 90 years, Rumpke has worked to make sure items you place in the bin get used again. Visit Rumpke.com to learn how you can team with Rumpke to put less trash in landfills and more of it to good use.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save.
Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Bottom five, still tied at two because of a great sliding catch from Will Brennan in right field. They strand a runner at third base. Dying fly ball off the bat of David Dahl turned into out number three. And so for the Clippers, it's the bottom third of the order due up here in the bottom of the fifth. David Fry, Bobby Bradley, Mitch Tolman. And they'll try and put the Clippers on top for the first time today. Back to the major league scores. We'll wrap those up here. Baltimore, he said, three games over 500 as they beat the Texas Rangers today 6-3. The Red Sox, even 500, three games behind Baltimore. You don't need to adjust your dial. You're hearing this right. They fall to the Astros today 6-1. White Sox beat the Royals 4-1. Keeping pace in the Central. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Fry. And it's hit hard on the ground, but right at Jackson Flores. Takes on a tough in-between hop, throws to first in time. And the Clippers' third baseman is retired. Rain out today in St. Louis. The Cubs and Cards will have to make that one up later on this year. Game's going on right now. The Brewers lead 4-2 at Pittsburgh. And down in Miami, Jesus Aguilar with his 13th home run of the year for the Fish as they lead the Redlegs by a 3-0 score. Bobby Bradley looks at a breaking ball, in for a called strike, 0-1. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. The final line for Cody Morris today doesn't look sparkling because of the two runs it scored after he left the ballgame. But still pretty good. 2 2/3 innings. Two runs, two hits, both runs earned. He walked a man, struck out six. 48 pitches and 32 for strikes. Fastball, top 95. Showed some good secondary pitches as well. So a step in the right direction for Cody Morris. Bradley takes the 0-2 outside. One ball, two strikes. The big first baseman, a strikeout his first time up. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed, out of the zone. He cut over top for strike three. Two down for Mitch Tolman. Tolman was caught looking at strike three back in the third inning. You're listening to tonight's game in your automobile. Please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, it's holding you back. Mitch Tolman starting to show some signs of pulling out of what has been a pretty lengthy slump for him. Boy, was he dynamite for the Clippers to start the season. Ingratiated himself quite well into a new organization and clubhouse. Over the course of any season, there will be highs and lows. Swings here, grounds it foul on the first base side to make it 0-2. But still, for the recent downturn, still have a slugging percentage of .422 and an on-base percentage of .359 for Tolman. Versatile defender on the infield. Solid contributor, no doubt about it. Next pitch to him is off the inside corner, 1-2. DeLeon has struck out seven batters, walked just one, three hits, two runs. Two of the hits came back-to-back, an Arias single, followed by a Bo Naylor home run. That's why we're tied two apiece. Fastball at 91 here, fouled away, still 1-2. Talk about Tyler Freeman going to the Major Leagues. 12 Major League debuts this year for the Cleveland Guardians. For the uninitiated, that is a high number.
Sound like the Columbus Blue Jackets just up Nationwide Boulevard last year.
1-2 pitch fouled away. That is a young team. Both of these young teams by design. And really, if you asked a lot of the front office folks for the Cleveland Guardians this year, do you think you're a World Series contender coming into the season? If you had given them some sodium pentothal, the answer you get is probably no. Another one fouled away, still 1-2. But a hopeful no, nonetheless, because of the excitement that comes with the young players at the major league level. And they have played themselves. Boy, at times it looked like they were right on the verge of falling out, but they have played themselves into midseason contention. Beyond midseason, really. 1-2 to Tolman. Skied down the left field line. Banks now moves into foul territory, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So the Clippers go in order, and we go to the sixth here at Huntington Park. Still tied to a piece.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
I want to take more chances with the embroidering.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's two pros and a cup of joe.
Wow. How about that?
Any given topic. There could be a pro.
This is some real talk.
And there could be a joe.
We have got shocking information.
Jonas Knox.
He's got insiders from all areas.
LeVar Arrington.
It's easier said than done.
Brady Quinn.
It's such a big deal.
Two pros and a cup of joe is right here.
That's good.
6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Love this song. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Scott's kid of the game helping out on the third base side with the grounds crew dragging the infield in between innings. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scott's, let's get to the yard. Top six at Huntington Park. Two runs, four hits, no errors for visiting Rochester. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the home team, Columbus Clippers. A combined six runners left on base, just one for Columbus. Pitching has been good tonight as it was last night. First pitch swinging and a fly ball over toward the right field line will chase Brennan over. He'll make the catch and quickly put away Riley Adams. Joe Nogowski to the plate, 0 for 2, struck out looking in the first inning, grounded to second base in the third. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and road games are streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device is on MILB.TV. Use promo code CLIPPERS at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Go to MILB.TV for more details. Nogowski takes a strike from Tully, who goes right back to work and gets a swing and a foul ball to make it 0-2. This date in Clippers history takes us back to August 3rd, 1996. There's the wind in the pitch. That is inside 1-2. The Clippers pounded out 18 hits that day in an 11-0 shutout victory over Richmond. Here comes the 1-2. Ooh, just missed the outside corner. Brian Boehringer dominated on the mound. Eight innings, allowed just four hits. It was his 10th win of the season. He would lead the Governor's Cup champion Clippers in wins, ERA, innings, and strikeouts in 96. But he missed the IL playoffs due to his promotion to the New York Yankees, helping the Pinstripes win their 23rd World Series. So the compensation was okay for missing the Governor's Cup playoffs. 1-2 pitch is grounded through the right side of the infield. It's a base knock for Nogowski and brings up Nick Banks. Clippers have the most Governor's Cups in International League history. The Yankees, of course, the most World Series championships in Major League history. And hoping for another this year. First pitch swinging. Banks comes up empty for strike one. Yankees went and got a starting pitcher, Frankie Montas, and a few other more minor trades. They are a 70-win team. 70-36, best record in the American League, a game and a half behind the LA Dodgers for the best record overall. They're 11 games up on second place Toronto. So the Yankees are playoff bound. Do they get home field advantage throughout? Still battling with Houston for that. The 1-1. Rocket to center field, but Alex Call read it well off the bat. Couple of steps in, two steps over toward left. He will haul it in for out number two.
You and I were talking about the 1996 AL MVP a little bit earlier. You talked about how some of those might have been inflated numbers. Well, Aaron Judge this season is essentially the catalyst for that 70-plus win Yankees team. He's putting up 1996 AL MVP-type numbers in the year 2022.
We may have an American League home run record.
Maybe so. He's at 43 right now in 102 games. It's a lot of baseball left to be
played. An incredible run that he's been on recently, too, with the home runs going into and coming out of the All-Star break. Donovan Casey at the plate. Fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. A lot of folks, and I don't know if the distinction matters anymore the way it would have mattered 20 years ago, don't really think about the fact that everything that McGuire and Sosa and Bonds did happened in the National League. The American League home run record still belongs to Roger Maris. And Aaron Judge has a whole lot of opportunity left to surpass it. Breaking ball from Tully just missed downstairs, 2-1.
Do you think he gets to 60?
Nothing that has happened so far this year indicates anything other than that being the outcome.
Seems like he hits a home run every night nowadays. At least one.
Yeah. 2-1 pitch. That's in there for a called strike. 2-2.
It's fun watching a player like that because it's so rare that you see a Major League Baseball player that large, the size of an NFL tight end or maybe even an NBA power forward.
Yep.
Just playing in that ballpark that's hitter-friendly, being so big, it's just a flick of the wrists, and he hits it out everywhere.
Yes. There's a flare down the right field line into foul territory. It's going to be out of the range of Bobby Bradley and falls harmlessly into foul territory. His count stays 2-2. Yeah, for a guy that just naturally has that much ground to cover in the strike zone, and there are holes, there's a lot of swing and miss in his game,
right,
obviously, but to be able to barrel the ball that consistently, and when you do it, even if you miss the center of the barrel, you get toward the outside of that
right
crush zone, when you've got his kind of strength, you can make up for slightly mishitting.
And it's not just him. They have Giancarlo Stanton, who's got 25. They've got Anthony Rizzo, who's got 28. If you're without, or even if Aaron Judge is having an average season, but to have all that in your lineup, that's a lot.
It certainly is. There's a fastball swung on and missed. Casey goes down on strikes. That is now three strikeouts for Tully. A hit but no runs, and we go to the bottom of the sixth at Huntington Park. Columbus 2, Rochester 2.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylists at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Great night here in the Arena District, Huntington Park, the site of a six-game series. Some pretty thick clouds rolling in to the Arena District here. But hopefully we'll play this game unfettered for the rest of the way. It's the bullpens the rest of the way. Even though the Clippers have a starter in there in a piggyback situation with Tanner Tolley pitching. Rochester goes to the pen now as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Alberto Baldonado, left-hander, 6'4", 268 pounds. Out of Colon, Panama. Daniel Ponce de Leon goes five innings, two runs, three hits. Both runs earned. He walked a man and struck out seven. Really pitched well. And the Clippers are probably happy to see him out of there. Lefty-lefty matchup for Will Brennan to begin the sixth. And he looks at a breaking ball for a called strike on the outside corner. Maldonado on for the 40th time this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Rochester and Columbus both playing game number 100 tonight. So Maldonado has pitched in 40% of those games, a 1-2 record, a 4.79 ERA, three saves. 0-2 pitch. Check swing, and you couldn't have rolled it out there any more perfectly if you're Will Brennan. With the overshift, he played croquet down the third baseline and winds up with a base knock. We'll call that a three-fifths swing, resulting in his first hit of the night. Clippers have the leadoff man aboard for the first time.
That's kind of how you draw it up when they're playing the shift like that, right?
He didn't bunt. He kept both hands down at the knob of the bat.
Closest thing to a bunt without sliding the hand down there,
you
right?
You got it. Gabriel Arias to the plate now. Arias singled and scored in front of Bo Naylor when Naylor hit his home run in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. Big swing by Arias and a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. He comes up empty, 0-1. 2-2 ball game. Bottom of the sixth. Maldonado's got his sign. Sets chest high, peeks to first, now kicks and fires. And a check swing by Arias at a pitch outside. Did he go? Asked Cody Clark at first base, and he says, not my opinion. So it's 1-1. Fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids on AAA member nights. We've got one tonight. The next one coming up August 20th against the Toledo Mudhens. 1-1 pitch to Arias. He takes in the dirt, 2-1. Lights on here at Huntington Park. The sun has gone away for another day. It'll be back tomorrow. I hope so, because if not, we got way bigger problems than a baseball game. Pause by the lefty. Now the pitch. And it is over but low. Maldonado dialed that one up to 93. There's an attempt at the wave here at Huntington Park. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased the high one that time, 3-2. Starting to see some folks trickle back down Nationwide Boulevard from Lower.com Stadium. Not sure if the game is over yet or nearing its conclusion. But a lot of those folks, as is the tradition, or it has become, they start to head back down Nationwide Boulevard and then stop at the knot holes and the right field wall and take in some Clippers baseball.
True leading Montreal 1-0 thanks to a Lucas Samaréan goal in the 14th minute.
It's a bevy of goals down the street. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. And it's fouled on the third base side, a breaking ball. long and winding road for the crew here in Columbus. They give Arias a lot of the gap in left center field. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, and he fouls it away, past the roof and out to the parking lot. Arias, the pretty much everyday Clippers shortstop. Plays some 30, actually has played a little bit of second base and did so in the major leagues when he made his debut in a doubleheader. He's got all the arm you want for a left side infielder. Payoff pitch coming again. He swings and misses a fastball at 94, moving in toward his hands. Gets the better of Arias. He is gone. The Clippers have a man at first with one down for Bo Naylor. When last we saw Bo Naylor, he was circling the bases following his sixth home run of the season. RBIs 21 and 22 on that two-run job. He's batting .299 on the year. His OPS is over 1,000 here at the AAA level. First pitch stays tall. One ball, no strikes.
Well, when anybody's got the OPS over 1,000, you're feeling pretty good. When it's a catcher, you're feeling really good.
One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. No Guardians / Indians catching prospect has had the offensive profile of Bo Naylor since a guy by the name of Carlos Santana, who did not stick long at the catching position in the major leagues. 1-1 pitch, well outside. Santana was, of course, back in, June, traded to Seattle. So he can now be accurately described as the well-traveled veteran, Carlos Santana. To one pitch, ground ball up the middle, slowly hit. Flores has it, races to second, steps on the bag, throws to first in time for the inning-ending double play. 6-3 is how it's turned, and we go to the seventh. Dylan Tyre will have the call after this. Still nothing settled in the Arena District. It's a 2-2 ball game.
Hey, Columbus.
Mike.
And Tom here from the new Bob Says Yes, powered by Twins.
It's the end of the summer,
and we need your old ride.
So bring in your keys.
We'll help you end the season on a high note.
You could drive a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
So don't spend another minute in a car you hate.
For just $5 down, you could drive home in a nicer, newer car.
Even if you had credit problems in the past.
Our For the People credit approval process works.
So bring your keys in.
And you could get a deal of the season.
When you drive home on a nicer, newer car for just $5 down.
But hurry.
Only during our end of season Keys In sales event.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Tom, and we're your dealers.
For the people. See all the cars at BOBBBobSaysYes.com.
That's BOBBBobSaysYes.com. Powered by Twins.
Subject to approved credit, tax, title, registration, and doc fee, including an amount financed. Example, $20 per month for 72 months at 7.99% APR per 1,000 finance. Not all customers will qualify. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends August 31st.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling. Offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI, Columbus.
Still a 2-2 tie as we are set to start off the seventh inning here at Huntington Park. We just finished up the nightly hot dog race with our ketchup dog winning this evening. Tanner Tully out on the mound for the Clippers. He's fared well out of the bullpen. His first appearance out of the Columbus pen this season. In his 16 previous appearances, he started every one of them. Been one of the go-to guys starting games for the Clippers so far this season. And he's been solid out of the bullpen here this evening. It'll be 9-1-2 against him here as the Southpaw winds and fires with a first pitch in at the knees for strike one. to the shortstop for Rochester, Jackson Flores. Flores, 1-for-2 in this one, doubled and scored back in the third, grounded out to second base in the fourth. We've got some lightning in the outfield now as time has been called. We've got the home plate umpire, Emil Jimenez, looking down the third base line. There's one man warming up. He's continuing to warm as now finally we've figured out what the problem is. No first base coach for Rochester. So we've got a first base coach who's popped out of the dugout and ventures over towards first base. Adrian Sanchez is who it looks like. As now Tully is ready to go. 0-1 pitch on the way to Flores. It's taken below the knees for ball one. Well, an enticing offering right there at 84 from Tanner Tully, but nothing doing between he and Jackson Flores. So 1-1 is the count. No on, no out here, top of the seventh inning. 1-1 pitch, cut on, fouled straight back and out of play.
Well, Dylan, we've got some pop-ups, and you'll have that. A hot, humid, it was 91 at game time, hot, humid evening. But it looks like they're popping up already having passed the arena district. So hopefully we're going to be okay.
Sky is unbelievable right now, by the way. Very dark beyond the skyscrapers, if you will,
if
in
the
center
clouds
field.
If it had come in an hour ago, what a sunset we would have had
right.
tonight.
Oh, man, it would have been beautiful. Purples and pinks, but now we just get a beautiful dark sky. Is it's a 2-2 count now, 2-2 offering a breaking ball that misses away. So full three balls and two strikes here between Jackson Flores, right-handed hitting shortstop for Rochester, and the Clippers left-hander Tanner Tully. Tully, of course, an Ohio State Buckeye, ready with the 3-2 offering. Another breaking ball, chop foul. If you remember, the last time Flores came to the plate, he faced off against Tanner Tully and fouled one right off of his front foot. Similar offering, similar swing, and similar result right there, but not as much pain for Flores as he steps back in. And here comes another 3-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball that misses in the dirt for ball four. So first walk issued out of the Columbus bullpen here by Tanner Tully. As Flores is down to first base with a leadoff walk here in the seventh inning. Remember, it's a 2-2 tie, so base runners extra important late in this ballgame. So we've advanced to the final third. Andrew Stevenson, the leadoff man, will come to the plate. He doubled against Tully back in the fifth inning. Lefty-lefty matchup. Stevenson 1-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts and that double, as I mentioned. First pitch from Tully. That one finds the zone at 90 miles per hour, so it's nothing and one. With a runner at first base, Tully now working from the stretch. Flores has not attempted to steal a base this season. We'll see if that changes here. Tully pitching from the first base side of the rubber gives Flores a long look, slide steps home. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball that finds the strike zone quickly. No balls and two strikes here to Andrew Stevenson. Stevenson's got big numbers this season for Rochester. 281 hitter, 99 hits, good for 7th in the International League. So he's gotten on base a lot. 0-2 pitch, grounded back up the middle, right to the shortstop. Arias steps on second base and over to first in time to get the speedy Andrew Stevenson. So a 6-3 double play ball rolled up there by the left-hander Tanner Tully. And that fares quite well for the Clippers here. Never want to start things off with a leadoff walk, but if you retire him with a double play ball after that to clear the bases, that's good work. So Tanner Tully off to a strong start here in the seventh inning as he's set to go against Jake Alou, left-handed hitting third baseman who takes a first-pitch breaking ball down and out. So it's 1-0. So a 6-3 double play ball there for Andrew Stevenson. Alou is 0-for-2 with a walk in this game as he swings and misses at the exact same pitch he just took for ball one. So now one ball and one strike. Alou walked and scored a run back in the third inning. As he taps this one to the third base side, Tully's going to field his position, spins and fires to first base in time to get Jake Alou. A terrific, terrific job by Tanner Tully to field his position. 2-2, we remain tied here as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning at Huntington Park.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk-free checking from your commercial.
How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our Astros free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
2-2 tie here as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning at Huntington Park in the Arena District of Columbus, Ohio. New pitcher will toe the rubber out of the bullpen this inning for Rochester. It's Reed Garrett. Garrett has been used 25 times, all out of the bullpen this season for the Red Wings. 3.48 ERA and 31 innings of work. 27 strikeouts compared to 12 walks. He's also pitched in the big leagues for the Nationals this year, and six appearances out of the Nationals' pen. He's got an 8.22 ERA. So back at the AAA level right now and looking to get Rochester back into the dugout for their half of the eighth inning. Tanner Tully doing a good job to get the Clippers to the plate after facing the minimum in the top of the seventh inning, keeping this ball game tied up at 2-2. So Franmil Reyes will start things off here for the Clippers in the bottom of the seventh inning as he faces off against the right-handed throwing Reed Garrett. First pitch lined into right field. It's going to hang up, though. Is coming on as David Dahl, and he will make the catch. Good piece of contact right there from Franmil Reyes, but unfortunately for him, right at David Dahl. So that'll bring Alex Call to the plate with nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Get you updated on the International League scoreboard here, presented by Huntington Bank. Smart saving tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Charlotte Knights knock off the Gwinnett Stripers by a final score of 11-8. Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders on top 5-2 against Buffalo as Alex Call fouls off the first pitch, and it's nothing and one. Had to lay something down right there, but fouled it off. So nothing in one between Call and Reed Garrett as we continue to take a look at the International League scoreboard. Call showing bunt, but it hit him while he was still in the box, so that's why he remains at the plate. Reed Garrett pitching from the stretch, first base side of the rubber, high leg kick, 0-1 pitch, chopped toward shortstop, fielding is Flores. He's up and over to first base in time to get Call, so quickly two up and two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Continuing with the International League scoreboard, Norfolk currently trailing the Nashville Sound 7-2. Middle of the eighth inning there. Top seven in Lehigh Valley. Iron Pigs currently trailing, or currently leading Syracuse 6-1. Bottom five in Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp on top of the Memphis Redbirds 6-3. Bottom of the seventh inning, end of the third inning rather, in Omaha. Storm Chasers on top of St. Paul 7-2. Got a final score from Worcester. Durham beating the Woo Sox there 3-1. One other final score, Indianapolis beating Louisville 4-3. There's your look at the International League scoreboard brought to you by Huntington Bank. As Oscar Mercado's at the dish now for the Clippers, nobody on and two out. He took a first pitch strike as lightning continues to flash in a dark sky here covering Columbus, Ohio. Mercado awaits the 0-1 offering from Reed Garrett. And here it comes. Breaking ball. Misses just down. Like the catcher Riley Adams thought that was surely strike two as he caught the baseball, framed it up, paused before he threw it back to the pitcher. Almost did a double take when there was no strike call. And here we are, even at 1-1. Garrett set right at the belt. Here's the 1-1 offering. Fastball misses down and in. 95 miles per hour right there. And Oscar Mercado finds himself ahead in the count. 2 balls and a strike. Mercado so far in this game is 0 for 2. Grounded into a double play ball in the second. Grounded out to shortstop in the fourth. Going to start a two-out rally here for the Clippers in the seventh inning. And just remember, we are tied at 2-2. 2-1 pitch misses down at 96 that time. So 3 balls and a strike. Lightning continues here at Huntington Park. It's really filling up the sky. Not a lot of pauses between the different bolts. Fun to watch as the 3-1 pitch is on the way. Mercado swings, chopped it back to the pitcher. Garrett Fields, he bobbles the baseball. And Mercado's going to be safe at first base without a throw. Now Garrett threw the ball towards the Clippers dugout, thinking he was going to get a fresh baseball. Mercado bursting towards second base. Garrett's throw beats him. Mercado arguing with the field umpire right now. Alex McKay thinking the tag was not there, and then he danced around the tag, but Mercado is going to be called out at second base. So a wild turn of events right there. Looked like Mercado had walked, but things change, and we remain 2-2 as we head to the eighth inning here at Huntington Park.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what My Karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
2-2. We remain tied as we head to the top of the eighth inning at Huntington Park. Tanner Tully back out on the hill for his fifth inning of work out of the Clippers bullpen. Remember, this is nothing special for Tully because he's usually a starter for the Clippers. This is first bullpen appearance of the season at the AAA level. It's appeared out of the Cleveland Guardians bullpens at times this season. As the left-hander winds and fires with a first-pitch breaking ball that finds the outside corner. Nothing in one to Jake Knoll, right-handed hitting second baseman for Rochester. 1-for-3 in this ballgame, RBI single in the third, bookended by a pair of strikeouts, both swinging. 0-1 pitch, swung on and fouled straight back, so it's nothing and two. Remember, the eighth inning brought to you by Nationwide Insurance. Clippers fans can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and budget. Nationwide is on your side. 0-2 pitch, lined into left center field. For a two-strike single as the center fielder, Alex Call gets over to the baseball, holding the runner, Jake Knoll at first base. An aggressive turn as he wanted to make sure that Call got to that baseball. Call fielded it on the backhand. Had it gotten past him, it could have been as many as 3 bases. But a good job by Call out in center field to keep that baseball right with him. So Knoll over at first base, nobody on and one out. Left-handed hitting cleanup man David Dahl comes to the plate. First pitch to him, swung on and missed, so nothing in one. Breaking ball that time out of the left hand of Tanner Tully. Clippers would love a double play ball right now. Tully managed to roll one up with a man on first base and nobody out an inning ago. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. This time a fastball at 91, so quickly no balls and 2 strikes. to David Dahl. Dahl, 1-for-2, singled in the second, walked in the third, flew out to his counterpart in right field back in the fifth inning. Looking to protect right now as Tully comes home with the 0-2 pitch. Dahl started to go around, but he holds up as the pitch misses outside. Tully wanted to check on the swing, but nobody ever did. So it's a ball and two strikes now to David Dahl. Over at first base is Jake Knoll, 6-for-6 stealing bases this season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's a fastball that misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Tully, a tough guy to steal on because he frequently slide steps to the plate. Also, it's always tough to go against left-handers. They're looking right at you at first. As Tully has the sign from Bo Naylor. And the 2-2 on the way. Slide step home. Breaking ball. Fouled straight back. So we remain even at two balls and two strikes. Tanner Tully, a guy that works quickly. He's all about the contact. Doesn't strike out many. That being said, he does have three strikeouts and four full innings of work out of the Clippers' bullpen. Strikeout would play right now. Ground ball might be preferred, though. Here comes the 2-2. This one is skied into center field. Back goes Alex Call, drifting towards the gap, underneath it, and he makes the grab as he continued to backpedal for out number one. Back to first base goes Knoll. So some loud contact right there from David Dahl. But in the end, the baseball ends up in the glove of the center fielder Alex Call for the first out of the eighth inning. That'll bring up the catcher Riley Adams for Rochester. Adams 0-for-2 in this one. Struck out looking in the second, walked in the third, and flew out to right field leading off the sixth. Got a runner at first base with one out here in the eighth inning. 2-2 tie between the Clippers and Rochester. First pitch from Tully finds the outside corner, so it's nothing and one. Adams, a 283 hitter coming into play today. Right-handed hitter with an open stance. Here comes the 0-1 from Tully. Adams started to go around, held up, but the baseball found the barrel and jolted towards the Clippers' dugout on a foul ball, so that's strike two. Adams really didn't go around very much at all there, but bat found ball and it's strike two, so no balls and two strikes. Tully way ahead. We'll see what he wants to do. Slide steps home with the 0-2. Tried to get him with a fastball upstairs. Tried to entice a swing, but nothing doing as Adams did not go that time. We've seen Tully feature the back foot breaking ball to right-handed hitters. We'll see if that's what he wants to go with here with the 1-2 count. Remember, Jake Knoll's over at first base. And there is that breaking ball. Adams started to go around. They check over at first base. They say, yes, he did. First base umpire is Cody Clark. Our home plate umpire, Emil Jimenez, gestured toward Clark to give him the call. He said, yes, he went around. That's strike three. So the fourth strikeout out of the bullpen for Tanner Tully. And on video review here in the ballpark, I say, yes, he did go. So four strikeouts for Tully. And we've got one on and two out for a right-handed hitter and John Nagowski, who's 1-for-3. First pitch to Nagowski. Looked like he wanted to go, but he held up. It's a fastball that misses upstairs for ball one. Jake Knoll over there at first base, led off the inning with a single. David Dahl then flew out to deep left center field. Riley Adams just struck out swinging. 2-2 tie here, top of the eighth inning. Game two out of six at Huntington Park between the Clippers and the Red Wings as Tully dots the outside corner with strike one. So one ball and one strike between Tanner Tully and John Nagowski. Nagowski was with the Gwinnett Stripers this season, was at AA Harrisburg in the Nationals organization. Now he finds himself with their AAA affiliate as he swings at a high fastball that time and misses for strike two. Well, we've seen Tully set up the high fastball a couple of times. We've seen him set up that back foot breaking ball a couple of times. We'll see what he wants to do here. My bet would be that back foot breaking ball. Maybe we see something away, though, to try and get the hitter to chase. Regardless, here's the 1-2 pitch. Another high fastball fisted into left field. Good hitting right there. Two out, two strike single off the bat of John Nagowski, who's now 2-for-4. Well, Tully got that one way in on Nagowski. It was also up. But Nagowski got just enough of the barrel on that pitch to drop it over the head of the shortstop, Arias. So now runners at first and second base with two out for the left-handed hitting Nick Banks. Lefty-lefty matchup between he and Tully. Banks, by the way, is 0-for-3 in this ballgame. Lined out to center field back in the sixth, though. That was his last time up. That was against Tully. Got an opportunity to score the go-ahead run with a single to the outfield here, in all likelihood. As the first pitch from Tully is a fastball that misses high at 91 miles per hour. So Nick Banks ahead in the count. A ball and no strikes. Out at second base is Jake Knoll. Over at first is John Nagowski. 1-0 pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball that finds the strike zone right at the knees there. Caught by the catcher, Bo Naylor. So we are even. One ball and one strike waiting on deck. Donovan Casey, who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. You're at 7-8-9 right now in the order. Nick Banks 7, Casey 8. And after him in the hole is Jackson Flores as a breaking ball misses outside. It's 2-1. So if you're Tully, you probably want to get this guy right here. The next guy hasn't had a whole lot of success today. After that, Jackson Flores is 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. So if I'm Tully, I want one of these next two guys. It's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Pulled the string at 83 there, did Tanner Tully. And a big pitch coming. Two balls, two strikes, two out with two on in a 2-2 game here in the top of the eighth inning. Here is the pitch from Tully. It's a breaking ball, fouled straight back, so we'll do it once more. Mention the Columbus Crew, the Major League Soccer team, playing tonight just down nationwide. Their new stadium, Lower.com Field, is about two blocks away. Fans streaming out, so the game likely over. They were on top of Montreal 1-0 last we checked. A weather delay, we are told, with lightning in the area. So fans streaming out early. I think the Crew got this one, I suppose. Long pause here as Tully gets ready with another 2-2 pitch. Nick Banks looking out at the Clippers left-hander. 2-2 pitch skied towards shortstop. Arias calling for it, so is the third baseman, but Arias calls him off, and he makes the grab for out number three. So Tanner Tully strands two, still a 2-2 tie as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Huntington Park.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
We are still tied 2-2. It's the Clippers and the Rochester Red Wings as we're set for the bottom of the eighth inning here at Huntington Park. New man on the mound for Rochester, Luis Avilon. He takes over for Reed Garrett, who pitched a scoreless seventh inning. Avilon will face off against the 7, 8, and 9 hitters here for the Clippers. David Fry, Bobby Bradley, and Mitchell Tolman. a righty and two lefties. So Avilon himself a left-hander, so we'll see what goes on here, because Bobby Bradley certainly struggles with the left-handers. Mitchell Tolman, 0-for-2 so far in this ballgame, is a left-handed hitter himself. Focus right now is on David Fry, right-handed hitting third baseman, 0-for-2 so far in this game. Lined out sharply to third base in the third inning, grounded out to shortstop in the fifth. Looking to set the table for the Clippers here in their half of the eighth inning. 2-2 tie in game two of a six-game series between the Rochester Red Wings and Columbus Clippers. As a first-pitch fastball is fouled off for strike one. Avilon, 6'2", 235 pounds from Caracas, Venezuela. Pitches from the third base side of the rubber, but he's got a close stance. As the 0-1 pitch is chop foul third base side, so quickly nothing and two. Avilon has appeared in four games with the Washington Nationals this season. Meanwhile, at the AAA level, he's appeared in 24, 4.18 ERA and 23 and two-thirds innings of work. 25 strikeouts compared to 14 walks. So striking out a little bit better than one batter per inning, but he's also walked too many. 14 free passes and 23 and two-thirds is a bit more than you'd like to see. Catcher Riley Adams went out to have a brief conversation talking over signs as the 0-2 pitch is now on the way. Dumped into left field, and David Fry is on with a leadoff single. Well, that's a good piece of hitting right there by David Fry, because he was down in the count 0-2, but Avilon hung him a breaking ball. And he didn't try and do too much with it. All he did was deposit it right in front of the left fielder, Nick Banks, and the Clippers are in business. First in the ballgame there for David Fry, and that'll bring Bobby Bradley to the plate. As I mentioned just moments ago, it's a lefty-lefty matchup between Avilon and Bradley. Bobby has struck out five times in this series. He's K'd every time he's come to the plate. 0-for-3 with three strikeouts in the opener yesterday. 0-for-2 at the Parakeets, both swinging today. He'd love to make some contact right here as the first pitch to him dots the outside corner for strike one. 92-mile-per-hour fastball right there from Avilon. Working from the stretch with Fry over at first base. A 1 pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball that freezes Bradley and falls in on the inside corner for strike two. Bradley doesn't like it, thinks it was a little bit inside. I tend to agree with the Clippers' first baseman. Regardless, he's got to protect right now. Nothing in two. As Avilon comes set above the belt, 0-2 pitch. It's a fast, or a changeup, it looked like, rather, fouled straight back. So we stay at no balls and two strikes. Clippers have some action in the bullpen. Rochester has some action in the bullpen. As the Lightning continues to flash here over downtown Columbus. Another 2-2 on the way from Avilon. Swung on and missed for strike three. Got him at 82 miles per hour. Third strike out of the ballgame there for Bobby Bradley. The first out of the bullpen for Luis Avilon.
For the first time, Dylan, we're seeing Lightning strikes beyond the right field wall. We've been seeing them center field, left field. But now they are all around the area.
One on, one out. For the left-handed hitting nine-hitter Mitchell Tolman. David Fry over there at first base. He led off the inning with a single. Bobby Bradley down on strikes. As Tolman starts to go around, they want to check the swing on the first pitch, but no, he did not go, so it's a ball and no strikes. Avilon tried to get him with the breaking ball. As we have been informed that the lightning storm's about 10 miles away from downtown. Here's the 1-0 from Avilon. Gets a swing and a miss there. Pulled the string at 82. So Avilon started off the inning going heavy with the fastball. Now it seems like he's favoring the off-speed, and it seems to be working out. One ball and one strike here. Is Mitchell Tolman going to move David Fry along there? He's over at first base. 1-1 pitch. This time a fastball at 91 that misses away. Two balls and a strike. Tolman finds himself ahead.
Well, the Clippers are not a prolific base stealing team. They've been good. Their success rate is high, but David Fry does not have an attempt on the year.
Fry not a big lead over at first base either, as the 2-1 pitch misses. So three balls and one strike.
He's the only Clipper to not have attempted a stolen base. Even Franmil Reyes, in his earlier time with the Clippers on a rehab assignment, had one attempt.
3-1, you got to imagine they're going to try and give Tolman something to hit right here. Yes, they do, as he swings at a fastball and lofts it into medium left field, not having to move a ton as Nick Banks, and he's underneath it for out number two. So one on and two out now as the Clippers go back to the top of the lineup card. Will Brennan coming to the plate, and that's exactly why I said I think Luis Avilon is going to try and fill up the strike zone here to the nine-hitter Mitchell Tolman. You don't want to walk the guy and have, first of all, two men on, but on top of that, a guy in scoring position
right.
with the top of the lineup coming to the plate in a tie ball game, bottom of the eighth inning. That changes the entire complexion of the game. So they threw a strike, Tolman popped out, and now Brennan comes to the plate. First pitch breaking ball to the left-handed hitter, misses outside, so 1-0. Will Brennan so far in this one, 1-for-3, couple of ground outs, but he singled his last trip to the dish back in the sixth inning. 333 hitter coming into the ball game today, so he's getting it done from the left side, as now he takes a strike that dots the outside corner. We're even, 1-1. As Ryan mentioned, David Fry is not even attempting to steal a base this season. He's at first right now, so don't expect him to be in motion. 1-1 pitch on the way to Brennan, misses downstairs. So 2-1.
Maybe that's just what they want you to think.
Maybe so. I mean, I'd love to see him get into scoring position. But when you haven't attempted to steal a bag and we're well into the season, I don't envision it happening as much as I'd like it to. I'm an old-school baseball fan. I like small ball. I like stealing bases. But I don't think David Fry's going to steal. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Brennan, grounded towards second base, fielded easily by Jake Nolan. He throws to first base in time, as that will do it for the Clippers here in their half of the eighth inning. We remain tied at 2-2. Ninth inning on the way. Ryan Mitchell up next.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Like Studio 54 out here at Huntington Park. Strobe lights going off overhead. The lightning continues to flash. And we have ourselves a 2-2 ball game as we go to the ninth inning. New pitcher on for the Clippers. Nick Enright takes over for Tanner Tully. 5 shutout frames for the Clippers lefty tonight reliever. Normally a starter. Tully, 4 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts in his outing. So now Nick Enright will take over. 6'3", 205-pound right-hander from Richmond, Virginia, drafted in 2019 by the Guardians in the 20th round.
leadoff for Rochester, designated hitter number
3. And right, 2-0 on the season with a 3.87 earned run average. This is appearance number 13. 16 innings, 27 strikeouts against just 3 base on balls. 6 runs on 11 hits. But the hits have been impactful because opponents are hitting just 190 against him. 3 of the hits have been home runs. First pitch up and in to Donovan Casey. Next pitch coming, a fastball off the outside corner, 2-0. Pitching has been the order of the day for the series. Young though it is, just game 2. 3 balls and nothing now as Enright misses outside with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. The 3-0 pitch, swinging and missing, is the DH, Casey. Is that Mason Thompson down in the bullpen for Syracuse? Can't tell if that's 37 or 32. 3-1 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. That'll fill it up. It is indeed right-hander Mason Thompson. Ready to come on for the bottom of the ninth. The Clippers hoping that it will be a 2-2 ball game with a chance to walk it off. Three-two pitch. Fouled back once more. Enright fell behind 3-0. He has battled back. Donovan Casey. Hat trick tonight. But not the kind you're looking for across the street at Nationwide Arena. 3-for-3 in strikeouts. And he swings at a breaking ball and just got a piece to stay alive.
With all this lightning, maybe I'm feeling a little Roy Hobbs moment for the Clippers in the bottom of the ninth inning. Remember, Wonder Boy was created.
Yeah.
From lightning striking a tree.
Pick me out a winner, kid.
Yeah, and then, of course, not quite lightning, but a home run. Into the stadium lights.
How about a swing and a miss at a high fastball? Enright dialed it up to 93 miles per hour. And the donut continues for Donovan Casey tonight. 4 strikeouts, 9 hitter. Jackson Flores due up now. Flores has been aboard twice today. Doubled and scored back in the 3rd inning. Walked in the 7th and was eliminated on the front half of a 6-3 double play. Enright fires, and that one fills up the zone. Strike 1.
11th strikeout there for Clippers pitching. It's been a very well-pitched ball game on either side, just like yesterday.
Look, we've got Andrew Mysiadzic warming up for the Clippers down in the bullpen. 1 ball, 1 strike to count. Enright delivers and misses just off the outside corner, 2-1. Clippers won yesterday's ball game 2-0. They scored 2 runs in the 1st, and it was just pitching after that for both sides. There's a foul ball back out of play, 2-2. And really, pitching has done the duty today as well. 2 runs for Rochester in the 3rd. Both charged to the starter, Cody Morris, both scored after he left the ballgame. 2 runs for the Clippers in the 4th. Bo Naylor followed Gabriel Arias' single with a 2-run home run. It's another foul ball back out of play. Fastball from Enright at 93. Looking ahead to the Clippers half of the 9th inning, Arias, Naylor, and Reyes. Home run threats all. Again, the 2-2, swing, and oh, he just got a piece. Flores stays alive. Andrew Stevenson in the on-deck circle. He's 1-for-4 on the night with a double. The pitch. Hard line shot past the diving David Fry and into left field. Will he take the turn at first? Yes, a big turn, but the throw comes in from Mercado, and that will keep Flores to a single. Now, with a left-hander due up, the Clippers go for the platoon advantage here. Andy Tracy, still leaning on the dugout railing, will stick with Nick Enright here. Lineup card turns over, and we go back to the top. Rochester has out-hit Columbus 8-5 today. Red Wings have the game's only error, but what matters most is the very first column out there with the R on top, and that is tied 2-2. First offering fouled away by Stevenson. Lone matchup between these teams this year. The Clippers do not go to Rochester. A one. Line shot, shortstop, caught, dropped on purpose by Arias, trying to start an inning-ending double play. But the third base umpire, Alex McKay, will have none of it. He says, "You, sir, are trying to pull some shenanigans. That's an out." And Arias knew full well what he was doing, and he just smiles and says, "All right, you got me."
Gotta like the effort, though.
Sure.
Always
sure.
Gotta try.
Line out for Stevenson. Officially goes as an L6 in your scorebook. Jake Alou will come to the plate with two down and a man at first.
All that being said, there was absolutely no chance he would have gotten Stevenson running down the line at first base.
No, Stevenson can scoop. You like to have him not on the bases, in fact.
Certainly.
First pitch, and excuse me, check swing, ground ball to third. Fry's got it on a hop, throws to first, ending over just like that. A single comes to nothing for the Red Wings. The Clippers with a chance to walk it off as we go to the ninth, tied at two.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
This copyright broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Clippers. Columbus going to the bottom of the ninth, looking for the Phoenix Bats. Big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Mason Thompson is the man they will face. Seventh year in pro baseball for Thompson, second in the Nats organization. Acquired via trade from San Diego, who wasn't? This one was in exchange for Daniel Hudson. Padres drafted him back in 2018 out of Round Rock High School. He's on the Nationals 40-man roster. Thompson 6'6", 236 pounds. He can throw downhill. Gabriel Arias to face him. The Clippers looking for their 10th walk-off win of the season. 12 last-at-bat wins overall. 9-6 in walk-off ball games. Rochester 5-4 in walk-off ball games. Red Wings trying to avoid their 13th consecutive loss. Clippers trying to hand it to them. Arias takes a called strike, 0-1. Arias 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. That came back in the fourth inning. He's got home run power, had two on the road trip at Louisville. Seven on the year, takes outside, and it's 1-1. Thompson brought the fastball in there at 96 miles per hour as the lightning continues to pitter-patter across the panorama as we look out across Huntington Park here from the broadcast booth. 1-1. High chopper towards the shortstop. Flores has it. Double clutches, throws out his counterpart, 6-3, one down. Bo Naylor is one of the reasons we are tied here. Two-run home run in the fourth inning, not of the game at two apiece. He's got a half dozen homers on the year, a pair of triples. Incidentally, they both came in the same game at Toledo. Six doubles, 22 batted in. Slider, strike at the knees, 0-1. The pitch. High fly ball left field. Banks heading back now over toward the line. He's got it measured. He'll make the catch. And there are two away. Clippers have outscored opponents in the ninth inning this year. 47-34. Clippers dominate the last three innings. They've outscored opponents in every inning this year except for the third. But when you get to the late innings, 7, 8, 9, the gap gets wider and wider and wider. But they're down to the last chance here. It's Franmil Reyes. Hit the ball hard his last time up. A line drive out to right field. Takes a first pitch slider off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Reyes can hit it out of any park anywhere. Flags hanging straight down from the top of the flagpoles here in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was blowing hard earlier. 1-0 pitch. There was a swing trying to end the night, but he came up empty, 1-1. 96 on the radar gun that time from Thompson. Pitch. Swung on and fouled away, 1-2. Rochester trying to send it to extras. Franmil Reyes trying to send him home. One ball, two strikes as Thompson looks in for his sign. He's got what he wants. Now delivers. And the pitch is a called third. No, I thought I heard the home plate umpire call third strike. And so did the entirety of the Red Wings defense. They were heading off the field, but instead it was outside. And it's 2-2 to Reyes.
That was either an emphatic ball call or he had a massive brain fart right there. I thought that was strike three.
2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to the second baseman. Should send us to the 10th, and indeed it will. As Knoll throws out Reyes, and we've got extras here. As the Lightning continues to put on a show. The pitching has put on a show so far tonight. 10th inning coming up after this.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
We'll be right back.
We go to the 10th 2-2 ball game here at Huntington Park. Runner at second base for Rochester, Jake Alou. He made the final out in the ninth inning. It'll be Jake Knoll to lead things off with the runner at second base. Nick Enright still on the hill. David Dahl, left-handed batter, due up next.
Second baseman rating, Jake Knoll.
Knoll, Dahl, and Riley Adams due up. And once again, we're waiting for a first base coach for Rochester.
A new one this time.
There have been pretty few base runners in the series, but you still do need a first base coach, I think.
Nah. You need the third base coach more.
Neither team has had a whole lot going offensively over the first 2 days. Just six combined runs. Clippers won 2-0 yesterday. Today it's a 2-2 ball game. Enright gets a swing and a miss for strike one. Knoll 2-for-4 today. One of two Red Wings with a two-hit night. 0-1. Popped up, first base side into foul territory. That looks ticketed for the seats, and it is. Half a dozen rows behind the Clippers' dugout.
Just three extra base hits combined in this game. Two doubles for Rochester and the Bo Naylor home run to straightaway center for the Clippers. Not a whole lot doing. Other than that, just singles. And a whole lot of strikeouts.
When you start an inning with a runner at second base, singles, though, can
singles
do you
do
a good
it.
Turn. 0-2 the count against Knoll. And Wright checks second, kicks and fires, and that's a deep drive to left field. Back on it, Mercado, and he will set his feet just shy of the warning track and make the catch. His throw comes into third. Here comes the runner. Here comes the tag. They got him! And I'm here to tell you there's going to be another ejection for the Red Wings tonight because the base runner, Jake Alou, is furious, and he just lost his mind on the third base umpire, Alex McKay. And now the skipper, Matt LaCroix, is fired up as well. Two outs, bases empty. That is a huge, huge get for the Clippers to double up the base runner at third. Boy, what a risky proposition there. You've got to be 100% sure. Now, the Clippers caught a break on a call earlier. Fly ball down the left field line. Get a look at the replay here. The throw beats him by a country mile. And
it's close to call. It's too close to...
Listen, from that vantage point, we can't tell when Fry touched the arm, but the throw was definitely... And listen, this is now the age of replay. Not here in the minor leagues, but in the major leagues. That's a play that would have been called an out every time in the past, prior to replay, because the throw beat him by so much. We'll never know. Well, here comes the skipper, Andy Tracy. He wants his relief pitcher to come in out of the bullpen, so we'll step away as I believe it's going to be Andrew Mizjazik coming on to pitch to a left-handed batting David Dahl. 60-second break. Back after this in a tie ball game in the top of the 10th.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Andrew Mizjazik is on. Want to know the 438 earned run average. 10 appearances, 2 as a starter on bullpen days. 12 and the third innings for Mysiasik. A lot of strikeouts. 20 Ks against 6 base on balls. 15 hits, though, in his 12 and the third innings and 6 runs allowed. Bases empty. 2 down. Close call at third goes the way of the Clippers, and not much has been going the way of the Rochester Red Wings recently. They've lost 12 games in a row. Here's David Dahl. Dahl homered against the Clippers here earlier this season wearing a Nashville uniform. As he has it, goes to work, and a slider is fouled back to the screen, 0-1.
Clippers have an opportunity here to get 3 outs with only 2 hitters coming to the plate.
Yep. Doesn't happen much in extra innings, but it certainly is possible. Swing and a miss. And a breaking ball makes it 0-2. Dahl a hit and a walk today in 4 trips to the plate. 0-2 pitch. Goodbye. Fastball. Strike 3 on the outside corner. Mysiasik froze him. And the Clippers will once again try and walk it off as we go to the bottom of the 10th inning. 2-2 ball game in the Arena District.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide and a local agent work with you. So you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. New runner for the Clippers, taking over at second base, is Jose Fermin, running for Franmil Reyes. Alex Called lead things off. Oscar Mercado and David Fry to follow. Clippers need a run to walk it off. Kevin Kelly warming up for the Clippers in case there is an 11th inning. Lightning crawling across the sky as we get set for the first pitch of the bottom of the 10th. Still Mason Thompson out on the hill. Corners charging hard as Call squares, bunts, and it's fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Thompson wears black cleats with a swoosh on the side that is metallic and is reflecting the lights up here to the broadcast booth. It's a bit surprising that there's not been a complaint about that. 0-1. There's another bunt. This one's popped up. Third base side, and it will fall to the ground. A foul ball to make it 0-2. 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the 10th. Clippers have been out hit 8-5. Rochester committed the game's only error, but it didn't wind up costing them. In fact, the base runner that reached was immediately put out on essentially the same play. Now, Call is down to the count now, 0-2. In all likelihood, The bunt is off here, but not necessarily in this situation. If you have confidence in Call's ability to get it down, if you were going to give up an out to push the potential winning run to third base, there's a chance you still do it. Or you say, all right, we tried it, didn't work, let's take three cracks at getting a base hit here. Green has good wheels at second base. The pitch, no square, swing and a miss. Fastball, how about 97 on the radar gun? Thompson dialed it up and fired it past Alex Call for strike three. Here's Oscar Mercado. Clippers have not had a successful sack bunt since July 16th. Pitch to Mercado. He takes a fastball for a strike on the outside corner. The Clippers this year, though, are 8-4 when they bunt a runner into scoring position and bring him into score. It's a pretty good record. 0-1. Fastball strike over the outer half. That time 98 on the radar gun. Thompson has found a little something extra here in his second inning of work. Big right-hander has his sign, but just before he goes into the motion, Mercado calls time. A huge flash of lightning across the sky that time. A lot of it has been behind the clouds, just light. But that time, the actual bolt reached across the clouds. 0-2 pitch. Called third strike on a thick outside corner. Mercado is put away. He is not happy about it. And he's not giving up the ghost. He better if he wants to stay in this ball game. There's already been at least three ejections all so far of the Rochester Red Wings. Yeah, that leaves it up to David Fry now. Fry had a single his last time up in the eighth inning. Fell behind in the count 0-2 and found a breaking ball to his liking out over the plate. Turned it around in the left field. First pitch. He swings and hits a line drive to right center field. It's going to go to the wall, and the Clippers are going to come out of the dugout to celebrate their 10th walk-off of the season. David Fry does it here in the bottom of the 10th. First pitch swinging, got one out over the plate. He saw what Oscar Mercado was getting, and he punched it into the right center field gap. That brings around Fermin. The Clippers mob him and drench him out at the second base position. 3-2, the Columbus Clippers walk it off, handing the Rochester Red Wings their 13th consecutive loss. Things are going bad for the Wings. They're going well for the Clippers. They win it tonight here at Huntington Park, 13-2. We'll have the postgame show coming up after this.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's.
Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Big win for Columbus here at Huntington Park tonight. The Clippers come out on top of the Rochester Red Wings 3-2. The final score here is how it happened. Good pitching for both teams. Cody Morris got the start for the Clippers on a rehab assignment. He would go 2 2/3 innings, allowed a couple of runs. They both scored after he left the ball game. He left with runners at first and third base in the third after a couple of hits in that inning. And both of those runners came around to score, but the Clippers bullpen would do the job the rest of the way. Tanner Tully pitched starters innings, five of them, and he allowed no runs on four hits, walked a man, and struck out four. Nick Enright went an inning and two-thirds, and closing things off, Andrew Mysiadzic struck out the only man he faced. So the Clippers pitching very good today. The Clippers got things going offensively in the fourth inning. After Gabriel Arias singled, Bo Naylor came to the plate to tie the ball game.
Another 3-2 on the way to Naylor. This one is hammered into center field. He's watching it go. Back goes the center fielder, Andrew Stevenson. This one is gone. Well, Bo Naylor with a 3-2 bomb right there, and we are tied up.
It would be pitching most of the rest of the way and some defense as well. The Columbus Clippers got a great catch in the fifth inning to keep that a tie ball game. Will Brennan made the sliding defensive effort in the fifth. 1-1 pitch, smacked to right center field. Brennan on the run, now racing in, slides and makes the catch to save a run. How about Will Brennan in right field, doing some work defensively and keeping this a 2-2 ball game. And it would be a 2-2 ball game through regulation innings and into the bottom of the 10th. Jose Fermin pinch running at second base for Franmil Reyes. Two Clippers struck out, and that left it up to David Fry, and Fry knew just what to do. First pitch. He swings and hits a line drive to right center field. It's going to go to the wall, and the Clippers are going to come out of the dugout to celebrate their 10th walk-off of the season. David Fry does it here in the bottom of the 10th. So big walk-off. I think they might officially call that a double because it was a gapper that went to the wall. And we'll have to check the box score to be sure. And as I'm able to pull the box score up, I don't see any doubles listed. So they're going to give Fry a single on that one. But it's a walk-off, and the Clippers get the win. Speaking of the box score, final totals for Rochester, 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and they left 9 men on base. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and 4 left aboard for the Columbus Clippers. The win is going to go to Nick Enright. And the loss will go to Thompson, though he pitched well. He gave up the game-winning hitter. Mysiadzic will get the win, rather. He got the final out in the top of the 10th inning, so he'll get the victory for the Clippers today. And the same two teams go at it tomorrow, but it's going to be a quick turnaround for the third game of this series at Huntington Park. We will start at 12:05. We'll take the air at high noon for the Spectrum pregame show. I hope that you'll be with us. So for Dylan Tyre, my broadcast partner tonight, and Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time tonight, the Clippers beat the Rochester Red Wings by a final score of 3-2 in 10 innings. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.